Yes, we are monitoring this telephone call, you Arabic bastard.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's the bastard?
No. You must have misheard me. I was saying you're an Arabic bastard.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show, the young man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Could you hand me the hat, Zola?
Zola, I use it, huh?
Hey, everybody. Good evening. Madhouse Radio back. Finally, what time? 10:31, not bad. There's a lot of echo in here. We have been using a lot more mics than we've ever used in this house before in the past. I don't know what the quality of the audio is like right now. I don't know if the music's too loud. I don't know if we're audible. With me here tonight, as always, is Milkman, the venerable Milkman. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Hey, everybody. Man, good to be back, man.
Man.
It's sounding pretty good here, too, man.
Well, man.
Everybody ought to stick around. We have an exciting-ass show, man. Hermano, what you got in store for?
I don't know. We got secrets here, dropping dimes tonight. Of course, Milkman, you're also joined by Tuck, Big Tuck, in the United States of Tennessee as well. What's up, Tuck? How you doing? So you're
good. Yes. Can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Sure, you sound good. Great. Good for you. And we also got Baz in the house. Baz, what's up?
Fantastic.
All right, good. Baz is here also. And, of course, Zolar.
Come on, man. Just chill
Zolar. Zolar. Zolar Party Nation is in the house. What's up?
Oh, over here. I'm over here.
Hey, everybody.
I'm over here now.
Zolar has made it. We didn't expect he was going to... Oh, Zolar. Hey, man. Look, before I forget, I got your Madhouse Radio CD right here. An autograph and everything.
I should have brought you a Zolar Vision fucking CD.
Dopes Go Wild. No, thanks.
No. Thanks. I got 280-minute isolated prank call CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can find them at syndicateradio.tv/Zolar.
Or Napster.com also. Don't forget that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't even have a CD in that. And then find the fucking cover of it.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, wow. None of us got one, man. Not even me.
You know, Tuck. You know, Tuck has Tuck
Why
has beef with you going back some years because he designed that Zolar picture with the horns on it. You know what
I'm
talking about?
Yeah, it's awesome. I use it all the time.
Yeah, well, I guess he never got credit for it and he got upset. Didn't you get real upset about that once, Tuck? You remember that? Tuck had an emotional.
Nah, I don't give a shit
like that. No, actually, Tuck, your
Tuck
name
is the artiste extraordinaire,
man.
Your name everybody
remains on.
You all wonder where all those fantastic drawings come from.
That's right. His name remains on the actual caricature that I use. Everybody could see his tag, and if they're savvy enough, they could look him up and see all his other drawings.
Right. All right, yeah, so it's trademarked.
I never bitched about that, as far as I remember.
I don't know why I'm even bringing it up. I don't know. Evil Artie's here also, who's eating. Eating Artie's here.
What's up, fuckers? Whoa, Overmod.
Yeah, Artie, there's a lot of buzz that comes from your mic.
Look at the size of him. It's probably like an electromagnet fucking like tension coming off of him that sucks the power out of all the equipment. Look at the size of him.
You know, he probably eats a lot of iron, you know, and... How many bowel movements do you have a day, Artie?
That's not his hearing aid. That's not pregnant.
You don't count? You can't count? Or you
no,
don't?
I don't count.
When was the last time you had a bowel? Like every morning, do you have one?
Yeah, like usually a couple times a day. A
couple times a day you have a bowel movement?
I bet his bowel movement is better looking than he is. He fell out of the ugly tree and hit every fucking branch on the way down, I swear to my mother.
Oh, man. Poor Artie.
I'm sure there's some branches still left in that tree.
That's all right, Arnie. And, of course, there's another a guy here.
I'm sure there are.
Italian Lou is here also. What's up, man? How you doing? On camera right now. All right, good. He can't talk, but he's here, of course. Big Lou.
He's a man.
Yeah, that's my bodyguard.
We got
I bring a bodyguard anywhere I go, so this way, in case you know somebody wants to mess with me, I'm already a two-time loser. If I get caught and have to go to jail again, they consider that a three-time loser.
Yeah, three-time. You know, they got the three strikes law
right there. Everybody, wave at the camera, Lou.
These damn liberals here. The three times you're out.
Anybody who wants to try to start some shit will be at fight night in Florida.
That's right. So what's that? That's in Tampa. There's a fight.
Yeah, we're gonna be at fight night all day tomorrow and do the whole fight thing. So come on down and check Zolar out if you can find me, bitches.
You came all the way to Florida to watch boxing. Awesome. I feel sorry for you, my friend, because I don't think there's any good boxing here. I've never seen a good boxing match ever in Florida. I don't know.
That's dedicated.
Man, what can you do about it? Anyway, so you're going to Disney? Any big plans?
Yeah,
Zolar?
What's
Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, well, actually, we might check out some Epcot. You know, we do those things and stuff, you know.
Highly recommend Epcot and already what else? Islands of Adventure, right?
You'll see my brother at the Animal Kingdom.
Okay, right.
What is he, a walrus?
He's a hippopotamus.
Fucking manatee, or what do they call him? A manatee.
Just a slow lumbering manatee. Just, yeah, man. Okay. Anyway, so prank calls, right? I mean, that's what we're here for. We got the kings of prank calls. I think are here in the house tonight. Zolar and Carlito.
Carlito's the man, baby.
Wow.
So I want to say hi to fucking John Ricker out there.
John Ricker's out there, right?
Yeah, I just want to say hi because they actually donated some cash towards ZolarCast.com,
okay.
and that's what makes my archives possible.
That's
so
right.
Thank you very much, the couple, the most hot swinging couple on the internet, John and Erica. John Ricker.
ZolarCast.com, home of the Zolar Party Nation podcast. Exciting stuff right there. Do you mind that I call that the Party Nation, even though it's not really the Party Nation?
I love it. It's like an oxymoron, and I'm the moron.
It's only for the idiots out there. Artie, how was your week, sir? What did you do?
I stayed home every day and stayed on Syndicate, you know, the usual.
Good deal. Awesome, man.
How many times did you masturbate?
Congratulations.
1 minute ago and, like, 10 times before that.
Yeah, and how do you manipulate that fucking blubber away from your fucking groin in order to get a jerk-off going?
Would you like to see?
No. No, thank you, sir. No,
I need to have the stamina and the energy to check
up. Nunu's asking, do I have international card? I don't know. Do I have international cards, Zolar?
I have to tell you, Carlito, you must, because you have the most loyal listeners who donate these cards to you, and they do all kinds of things for you. So,
oh, yeah, they're a hoot.
If it's not there right this moment, they will be within some immediacy.
The promptness, I would suspect so. You know, we'll cut this all off, and we'll just hang out and maybe get drunk or et cetera, et cetera. Imbibing this stuff. I've been insulted this week by two people because I haven't updated the podcast. I don't think that's right. I kind of upset the fans right now. Zolar, do you do your own podcast, right? Is that
actually, I just found a site that's called mypodcast.com, and if you go zolar.mypodcast.com, it looks like I'm only doing plugs, and I set you up to ask me these questions.
No, fuck it.
If you go there, I just started doing a podcast. It's all free. There's quite a few hours there already, like at least over 24 hours worth of stuff there. Isolated price as well as full shows, so
cool.
I'll be adding to it on a weekly
basis
from now on.
Okay, cool. Well, everyone check that out. And, of course, you know, Madhouse Live Podcast, Revolutuck over there for the Tuckolution, Tuck's Podcast, Revolutuck.blogspot.jizz. That's an awesome site also.
Whenever I do one.
Evil Artie, you got a podcast too, don't you, sir?
Yeah, it's same as Zolar's, evilartie.mypodcast.com.
Evil.
But there's only one thing on there, though.
What's that?
Just one prank.
That's it? This is just one episode? Just one prank? How long?
Yeah, for now.
Is it a good prank, at least?
Yeah, it's a great prank.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, hey, everybody, we got an F. Mary Kill here coming off
Bacon
the request lines.
Masturbation.
This question goes to Zolar. Zolar, if you're ready.
Yay.
F. Mary Kill, KDK, Prankmaster, or Evil Artie?
Oh, my God.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I'd have to kill the pedophile, right? That's the way to go.
Prank man, of course. But
kill the pedo. And I think I could fucking make KDK my bitch, and I couldn't stomach fucking Artie, so I don't know. I mean, that's the toss-up right there.
KDK's rich now, you know, so I would definitely...
You know, I believe that's a complete bullshit story that he made up so that his lover would come back to him and or at least feel bad for leaving him and all of that. He may believe that his father left him all kinds of money and property. Canada, no less. And come on, stop it, you fucking lisping, fucking saggy-eyed faggot.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, faggot.
That guy. Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird, right? Like, what was his name? He was like, he lost his job recently, Well, yeah, he's rich, but all of a sudden he lost his job. He's all freaked out about it or something. I was listening to a lot of people point these out to me. They, you know, we don't like to bring him down or talk about him that
he's
much.
He's a
really.
Walking contradiction, Carlito.
See, he shits where he eats, and that's all there is to it. Anyway, a lot of people listening tonight here. Big Andy, former co-host of the show, my best man at my wedding. Zola, you're coming to the wedding show. What's going on? I hear that you're probably not going to show up because you don't like to do public events if you don't get paid.
Yeah, that's the case.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll be there. Best of my ability, I shall, barring no acts of God.
Okay, or acts of nature, May 23rd. That's going to be somewhere in Atlantic City. Details to come. Dr. Legg will get with me. We got a lot of numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser here. We also got some numbers coming in from Nunu, I understand. Those are always good. You rely on Lonesome Loser quite a bit, actually, don't you, Zola? I mean, you're just like me.
Well, I have to say, if there's any integral part of my show, it would be Lonesome Loser, because without him, I couldn't actually do the show as well as I do. 98% of his numbers are confirmed and answered. I mean, they're 100% confirmed, but then 98% of them answer.
I don't know how he does it. How do you believe? I mean, how does this guy do it? I mean, I hate to, you know, sound here, just talk about Lonesome Loser. I mean, I don't want to put him on the spot. But seriously, though, I mean, the numbers, the percentage is so much higher than anybody else who sends numbers in. The fact that the answer, if he says it's an Arab lady, it's an Arab lady, you know?
Yeah, he's completely insightful. When he gives you a number, he also tells you it's an old lady, sounds black, or something to the effect. Right. So you have some insight.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing thing he does, and he does it for nothing. And I try to give him as many accolades as I can when I can. So here's one to you. Cheers, Lonesome Loser, the man.
All right, cool. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. All right, so anyway, speaking of which, we got the Java Cow Cafe and Bakery. We've got Freddy's Tacos. Freddy's Tacos. Honey? Is it Honey Inn? I can't read that. H-O-M-Y. Homey Inn. Okay, I gotcha. And we also have Dumb Blonde's Lawn Maintenance. These are all in South Carolina. Who wants to take the first prank call? Artie, you want to ruin the first one?
Yay,
want to burn it?
Artie's
going to ruin it.
I think Zolar should.
Zolar's on vacation.
We should have the master do the first one.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I'll warm you guys up. It's all good. But I can't get over fucking Artie's face, man. The fucking pockmarks and rash red pimples. I am freaked out, man. Pizza's supposed to come. There's no way I'm going to be able to eat it.
Yeah, it's going to be like you can't look at him when you eat it because you think you're eating his face. Did I order it? No. Artie, what kind of pizza do you want? We'll go to pizzahut.com. Everyone, here's a contest. Make up the pizza I'm going to order for Artie, and we're going to force him to eat it. The nastiest pizza you can think over at pizzahut.com. Go to the website, and I'll order it. Will you eat it, Artie? Will you eat it?
I just want cheese.
You just want cheese? What's wrong with you? You just want cheese?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're a girl or something?
Make him eat it with, what's the sardines?
Oh, look at me.
Sardines.
I'm a vegetarian. I'm Artie now. Oh, look at me.
You're a vegetarian?
Yeah.
There's not a vegetable fucking left on Earth after you finish eating one meal. Are you crazy? Give the crops a break.
Give them some plates.
I'd rather bacon with a vegetable.
He'd be willing to eat almost anything in about a half an hour.
Hey, Tuck, are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like a little delay. What's happening, Milkman? How are you?
Oh, crap. This is Dumb Blonde's Lawn Maintenance. You want to talk? When I do it? Oh, yeah, pick up that phone. Black one. Hit on. There you go. Dumb Blonde's? Did you say?
This is Dumb Blonde's Lawn Maintenance.
Dumb Blonde's?
Yeah, Dumb Blonde's. They're not answering.
Wait, give it another ring. This has got to be great.
All right, everybody, put your hands up and hold them towards the
Hello.
Computer.
You have reached the voicemail of Dumb Blonde's Lawn Service.
Bafangul.
Please leave your name.
Shut the fuck up. Did you hang up?
Yeah, I hung up. Did you?
No, you didn't. There you go. Now you hung up.
Sorry.
Front all right, big guy. No worries. Look at me calling you big guy. Okay, we got the Funky Zone also just came in from Lonesome Loser here.
Let me just say hello to everybody in the room. Chuck O'Fett and Compton and Deathlock, my man out in the UK, of course. DTT, Earth Dog is here. Hey, Earth Dog, you
DTT?
There's the other integral part of my show. Those two people are a major necessity in order for me to do my show. Lonesome Loser and Earth Dog.
Earth Dog. Yeah, that guy's a machine, huh? So you said he produces your show from, where is he, in California? And you're in New York? Basically,
no, he's in Yonkers or something.
Oh, no,
he's
okay.
in Jersey.
Okay, you, have you ever met him in person? You have never made the trip?
No, no, he says he doesn't want to meet me because he'd like to punch me in the face.
Okay, all right, great.
But he'll help me because he likes the show.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, you got people like Milkman and Tuck. They've been helping me from, God, Milkman was in the Virgin Islands for a while. He's in California now or wherever he's at, or Detroit. I don't know where he is.
Los Angeles, baby.
Yeah.
Right, well, I was backing off the mic because I didn't want to overmodulate, so I'll get a little closer for those of you who would like to hear me better. Hello.
We're working on it, guys. You got to understand, look, this is Angela. Be honest. This, look at the operation that I got going on here. It's not nothing like special. There's nothing. Yeah. We got a secret conversation here. Watch out, everybody. Hey, already, sir. Already, what are you doing, man? Talk on your mic, already.
Hey, now.
Oh, we're gonna have a secret conversation since.
Yeah, you can turn the mic up and hear what they're saying.
Yeah, let's
keep hitting your own button.
Let's turn the spy cam.
Okay. Mic number goes.
Anyway, all right, we're going to do a prank call. We're going to call the funky zone.
Really buzzing.
That's Artie, your camera, your mic is like the worst one out of all of these.
All right, well, Carlito, when everything. You get a chance, we're going to call a number that we brought with us.
Wow.
Yeah, it's some guy's girlfriend. His girlfriend left him, and, you know, he's a sucker, and she was a whore, and we're going to call up and make believe that we were banging her, and we caught some venereal disease from
Jesus.
Her, and she says that he gave it to her, and we want him to pay for our medical.
Okay, well, we'll do that. And this is who's his ex-girlfriend or friend of an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, it's his friend's ex.
Okay, well, shoot, we're all on top of that. Okay, let's call Funky Zone first, everybody. A foreign guy answered here. This is in Roseville, California. Let me know how the sound is. Like I said, we're putting a lot of drain on this. You can understand, Zola, this is a very rudimentary setup I have here. You know, this is not no Dr. Lego setup here. No,
yeah, well, it looks as close to Dr. Lego as I can imagine. I mean, this is goddamn elaborate.
Did he quit again last night? What happened, Artie? A report. You're a syndicate, correspondent.
I wasn't feeling very good last night, so I wasn't really on.
I don't know. He was on for 30 minutes, and I heard he got upset. He threw something, and he
quit every week.
He does.
Lego upset? No way.
No way. I know. Right. Okay, prank calls, everybody. Are you ready for them? I am. Let's do it.
Nah.
Funky Zone, there we go. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Funky Zone?
Yes.
Hey, can I make some reservations?
Huh?
Can I make some reservations?
Who's this?
I want to make, this is Valente, and I'm coming from Orlando. I want to make some reservations for the Funky Zone, please.
You want to make what?
Reservations, Jesus Christ. How do you make your money, sir?
Just talk to this guy.
The little guy.
Hello?
Hey, little man, what's up?
Who's this?
What's the other guy's name? I already said my name is Valente. What's your name?
Where
are you hanging up the phone constantly on me? What's going on?
Huh?
Are you hanging up the phone over there? What's going on? Are you trying to hang up the phone? Don't you hang up the phone, sir.
I'm not hanging up the phone. Who's this?
This is Valente.
Valente, who's Valente?
John Valente, I want to make an order. I want to make a reservation for some spaces, please.
For what?
For Funky Zone Entertainment. You know the services you provide? I will have to make
We don't provide services.
Well, what do you do there? Do you just sit there and what, are you laundering money for Al-Qaeda or something?
So,
I'm sorry.
I tracked your phone number.
So what? Oh, what are you going to do? I dare you to call me back.
I will call 911. The police will
come. This is you calling 911. Yeah, someone calling me. And they're going to say, so what? What's your point? What are they going to do, really? What do you think they're going to say?
For me, I didn't do anything, but the police will take care of your ass.
Well, and when they call me, I'm going to say that you called over here. You were threatening me. You woke up my baby when she was sleeping, and my wife was...
I called you. Well, they check the Shore West.
What?
They check with Shore West.
They check with Shore West. Okay.
Yep. So what do you think about police in Roseville?
I never heard of the police. I have no fear of the police, sir.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. You know, I want you to understand that I got associates in City Hall. Okay? My mother's the head librarian at UCLA.
Okay. Sounds good for you.
Okay. I drive a Dodge Stratus. I'm Jack Valente.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I would suggest that you go ahead, and when we hang up the phone now, when I tell you that you're allowed to hang up the phone, I want you to go into the memory of the phone, and I want you to delete this phone call, and don't you dare tell anybody that I called you, because they won't believe you.
I will call 911.
Don't do it. Don't do it because it's going to make it worse on you. They're going to come down there and they're going to look at every single piece of paper you have, and they're going to find some violations. They have you have cockroaches in the bathroom and in the waiting area, and then you don't sanitize your meats, and you cross over chicken with raw chicken with raw beef, sir.
I think you called the wrong number.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Sir?
You called. Would you come to our store?
Sir?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah, so this is the operator. I've been monitoring this phone call. Are you saying you're having trouble from this number?
You are monitoring the monitor?
Yes, we are monitoring this telephone call, you Arabic bastard.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's the bastard?
No. You must have misheard me. I was saying you're an Arabic bastard.
Yeah, I will just within 24 hours.
Sir, can you repeat after me? USA is best.
Of course.
Say it, sir. God damn you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
That's great. Fuck you, motherfucker. We have somebody else who said that. We're going to pull that sound clip up right now.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Can you please say Jesus is the best? Who will win in the fight, Jesus or the Prophet Muhammad? Jesus would, right? Jesus would kick Prophet Muhammad's ass. Fuck his own.
To place a call, right, press 1. To listen to your recording.
That was good. That was gold, man. We don't
know. Awesome. Very nice, man. Beautiful extraction of.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. I don't know why it sounds so loud. I gotta, get the mic up. Not the mic up, I gotta get the audio. Fuck you, motherfucker.
That's not the same guy, is it?
No. God, no. I wish we could find that guy again. We haven't talked to him in a long time. That was a good one. I wasn't expecting it to be so good. Funky Zone, everybody.
Excellent gangbang call. We're off to a good start.
Yeah. All right there, Milkman. Good for you.
The positive karmic comedy energy is chilling.
This is Brandy. Are we calling Brandy?
No, we're calling Kevin, uh-huh. And I'm going to start the call off, and I'm going to pass it to you. You had sex with Brandy also.
Oh, I did?
And you caught some kind of, whatever. We're going to
say. The
VD. Yeah, you got the clap or some shit.
The clap, yes. Okay, good.
A genital defect.
All right, good. Genital defect. Yeah. My penis grew a head, an extra head on it, when I stuck it in, while it was inside. Just a moment, we'll be right back.
And someone's mic is humming.
That would be Evil Artie's mic humming. His $200 mic that hums. Good thing you got that. Good investment.
Yeah, you got two eyes in their cross after general.
Very good idea. Right back.
Bring in the analyst and talking.
A lot of rings tonight, huh?
Hey, this is Kevin. Leave a message.
At
the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up.
He said, fuck you, motherfucker, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the other guy said, fuck you, bitch, motherfucker, of course. Sam,
fuck
the donut
you,
man.
Bitch, motherfucker.
Longtime favorite who has disappeared. We can't find him anywhere. The store got sold to an African-American couple, the Dunkin' Donuts we used to call all the time. Zolar, we lost him. Never heard from him again.
That sucks.
A race to existence. Or erase from existence, as Doc Brown would say. Give me just a moment here. We're going to do a call to the Horny Inn. Horny.
What did I say?
I don't know, Rick. What did you say?
Say that last number, too.
Donald's Marcus speaking.
Hey, what's going on? Is Sam there?
Who?
Sam.
Sam?
Sam. Sam the Donut Man.
Yeah, anybody out there who wants a request, what should we do to Artie while I'm here? If you want to abuse him or have him be abused by me, please give your request right now. I'm looking in the chat room.
I was telling Artie earlier that I have some pepper spray in the car. We could use that on him.
Really?
Down for that, Artie?
Maybe.
Artie's going to let us pepper spray him, babies.
I don't know. I got a lady here.
Oh, yeah, put the lady on.
Hold on.
Fuck Sam.
Yeah, 20 minutes later,
my ass. How long does it take to get pepper spray off of you? We should call a cop and find out. Let's call 911. Yeah. Hello, is a Horny Inn?
This is it.
All right, good deal. I have to make the reservations, please.
For
For what?
For spaces.
As far as we don't take reservations.
Oh, so I can just come in and sleep wherever I want.
Yeah.
This is an inn, is it not? Do I get to stay there and, you know, sleep? I got a pillow and a blanket and all that?
This is a bar, actually.
Oh, you got a corner I can curl up in with a nice book? That's warm glass of milk? Why do you call yourself an inn? Well, hang on, buddy. Just shut up for a second and let me just explain. Why do you call yourself an inn if you can't actually, like, get a room there?
It's just the name of the bar, dude.
Who named the bar?
The owner 53 years ago.
53 years ago. So let's say maybe 53 years ago I could come in and get me and take a nice nap there and no one would get me in trouble. If I fall asleep there, will you wake me up and require me to go outside or something?
Yeah, you can't sleep in a bar.
Well, I'll keep on. You can keep bringing drinks, you know, just let them pile up around me. You won't lose any money.
I wish I could.
You're a fucking asshole. Get the fuck off my phone. Hang up now.
Whatever.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was just about to get on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got mad at
it. And try to procure a deal for
it.
You. I was going to say maybe you could be like a sideshow attraction, and they would, you know, like name you something, and you could be like almost a mascot of the bar where you would be resident. Like.
Just a big fat guy that sleeps on the bar. That's
actually, you're not a big fat guy, though, man. I thought you were going to be a big fat guy, but you're not.
I'm not. Hey, thanks, man. I've been losing weight. I got the wedding coming up, so, you know, I had to lose weight.
Oh, there you go.
Because the future father-in-law said that if I don't lose weight, I can't marry Athena.
Hello.
What's up, Carlito?
Hey, Jonathan. I'm angry again. Now, what's going on with you? No, he didn't say that, guys. I'm just joking. Come on.
He's a mean one.
Yeah.
Mr. Grinch.
Jonathan.
What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. Hey, you want to talk to Jonathan? Turn your phone on there, Big Zola.
Alright, I didn't know it was the Grinch. It's the Grinch, everybody. What's happening?
What's up, Zola? Long time no see.
What? Yeah, huh? So, you're working and everything now? You mobile again?
Yeah, I'm working again.
Awesome. I got to keep remembering to talk into the mic and hold the phone out.
It's confusing.
This is amazing.
I know. Hey, Jonathan, you ever play with pepper spray or use pepper spray? You know anything about it?
No, but I used a taser before.
Oh, really? Like, which one? The one you touch on the skin or the shoots out with little barbs? Which one?
It's the one with shoots out with the barbs.
And you shot it, what, did you shoot a dog?
No, I mainly tested a lot of things, like those cardboard targets, but I actually got zapped with a taser before. It doesn't feel too good.
No, I don't think it does. I mean, it makes your body do a bunch of funky stuff. You know, that's another thing, right? Artie, we should taser you. You got a taser, Zola? Did you bring one on the flight with you?
I have one in the car.
Okay, good. There you go. Does it come with a rental?
Well, no. Actually, I had to procure my own in the store that was nearby. Every time I come to a different state, I go there and I show my bounty hunter's badge and I get all the necessary equipment for a bounty hunter.
Walmart. Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Yes, the bounty hunter's supply store. That's awesome. All right, Jonathan, now's your time to say hi to your fans and listeners. Unless you had anything else to add, my friend.
I'd like to say hello to all my fans and listeners. I hope you all have a great weekend and I see Cheese Boy right behind you as well. Cheese Boy Artie.
Cheese Boy. Look at Cheese Boy go. All right. Look at that. Wow. It smells like cheese all of a sudden here. Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, John.
Cheese Boy.
Appreciate it.
Carlito's got some high security fucking place here, boy. I could not get inside. They had this big-ass fucking two-ton security guard out there sweating.
The guy is nice. Over there, too, because there was a problem here. There was a lot of Schwatzes that started moving in here.
Do I look like a Schwatzer?
You do.
You made me look anorexic.
But, you know, you come in here, and you first of all, Zola, no offense, but you look like Andrew Dice Clay when I first see you. Because you're outside, you got the New York accent, you got the hair, you got the black-on-black jacket, and then you're smoking a cigarette, and you're like, the fuck out of here, this guy out here talking all this shit. I'm like, oh, it's Andrew Dice Clay. It was an awesome moment.
I love
that. You got the total Andrew Dice Clay look. That's fucking awesome. So what happened? Okay, so Zola was trying to get in, and I legitimately buzz you in, right?
Well, first of all, what happened was we pulled up, and the big fat bastard's got his personal car blocking the area where you go to put the fucking numbers in. So we pull over to the right of him in that other lane.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I walk over to him, and I said, excuse me. I said, if you're going to block the area, would you mind if I put these here digits in here? And he was like, what? Where are you going? This and that. Meanwhile, my friend pulls around to the fucking gate,
And he's like, where's he going? And like, you know, all of a sudden the guy's got to get up and move. And like, he's like 400 pounds and he's humid. Like, he's got his own atmosphere around him. Right.
Dude. You distinct lines just coming off of him, right?
Totally, man.
Oh,
fucking
bro.
Outrageous.
Frank Master.
Yeah, so he gave us a hard time. He wanted the license plate number, the color. It's new. It's new. What the fucking, you dumb fucking bastard.
All that to go like 100 yards to where my house is.
Yeah,
it's like,
and then
right,
he's
here.
Telling me where I could park. He's like, don't park in anything with a number on it, or we'll have to come and get you.
God, yeah. Screw that. Lord Spoon saying hi. I just got certified with pepper spray and taser gun. You get certified in pepper spray. No shit.
Yeah, you have to get, hit with the taser in order to use it.
I could go for putting pepper spray in a salad and trying to eat it. It's just capsaicin, isn't it? It's just pepper extract or something. It just screws you up, messes your sinuses up, and you can't breathe, can't see.
Yeah, but I mean, any chemical in your eyes is going to burn, so there's a whole bunch of other chemicals that make the compound up. But yeah,
sperm.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay, so he says the pepper spray is the worst fucking thing. The taser, it hurts, but it's nowhere near as bad as pepper spray. Got sprayed and tased. High-speed military police training is what it's called. Well, that sounds fun. Military police at high speeds. That's how you do it. Someone else is checking in over here. Nick. Nick sends in a website that's just called This Is Why You're Fat. No, thank you. I don't need to know why. Sylvester says, what's the address? Sylvester, the address is madhouselive.com. Thank you. Yeah, I know. It was you. And, I don't know. Someone else said something. I closed it. You know what? It's just your fault. MSN, call Artie a cheese boy for me. Artie, you're a cheese boy. That was from Grinch. He already said that to you, so that's okay. Nunu already asked if we have international card. The answer was yes, I think we do. We'll find out soon. Crazy Heretics is hells, yeah. Digital Bounty says, is there live calls? Yes, there is. And that's it. All right. Good round of IMs over there. Thank you guys for sitting in the good IMs. I'm coughing over here. What happened with the party favors in here? Did they run out? Or?
No, actually, I didn't.
Why are you coughing?
I was waiting for you, and I'll light it up.
All right, cool. We'll see about that. Okay, everybody, give me a moment here. Let's go ahead and play the rest of this prank call. We're going to take a quick break here. Give me about, I don't know. Give me about...
party favors?
Yeah, party favors. You like them. Give me about 3 minutes. We'll be right back with some more prankage. Thank you.
Yeah, I like party favors.
Can I help you?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, so Sam?
Hello.
Hey, how many men been with your mother before you were born?
I'm sorry?
How many men with your mother before you were born?
Oh, it's like how many men with your mother, you know?
That's what I said, stupid. How many men? Go ask her.
Ask who?
Your mother.
My mother?
How many men?
My mother is not my mother. I don't have mother. My mother is it's your mom.
I was just talking to her right now.
Go ask your mother.
My father had sex with your mother and you came out.
No. Your father, do you know your father? You don't have your father because somebody got to fuck your mother.
You're my brother.
I know.
You're my brother because my father raped your mother.
No, because my father fucked your mom.
My father fucked your mom first.
Okay, just tell me, why don't come here?
I came there.
I know, because you're chicken.
You didn't do anything when I came in there.
Because you're fucking chicken.
I came in there.
If you're a man, come here and show me your face.
Will you kiss me?
Face to face, motherfucker.
Will you kiss me?
Chicken, face to face.
Kiss me with those big lips of yours.
Motherfucker, let me tell you something, okay? If I'm going to see you, I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh,
I'm
baby.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
How?
Okay?
How are you gonna do it? With what?
How gonna you like it?
With your hands?
With your balls, with your ass, whatever you want.
No, I like it in my balls.
put it in your mouth.
You know what I'm gonna do to you?
Put it in your mouth.
Hey.
Did you like it just like that?
I like it. I was in jail and I got it like that.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Are you scared of me?
Fuck you.
You know what? You know what I did?
I don't give a shit about nobody.
You came down here.
If you're going to be in jail, I'm going to kick your ass.
You remember when you got pizza?
I'm going to kick you.
You remember when you got pizza the other day?
I'm going to kick your ass. Got it.
Hey, sir.
I just got some. How do you got? I still not have it.
So, Benny, Java Cow Cafe and Bakery.
Okay, motherfucker.
Crack.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I don't know.
What are you with?
I'm sorry. I was over there earlier, and I seem to have left something in the, you know, the bathroom, and I was wondering if anybody turned it in. It was in my suitcase.
It was a suitcase?
No, it was in my suitcase. I had taken it out in the bathroom. I was wondering if anybody turned it in.
I haven't had anyone turn anything in. Can you tell me what it is that you're looking for?
Well, it's a little sensitive. I don't know if, you know, you're cool or not or anything like that.
I'm cool.
All right. Well, I was doing my boyfriend from behind, and I left, you know, my whole pack of very expensive condoms in there.
Okay, let me go ahead.
Well, hold on now. Who am I talking to?
Rosa from Java Cast.
Are you the girl who peeked in the bathroom and saw me getting Dirty Sanchez?
No.
Oh, because one of the waitresses came in and she saw me, and I felt a little embarrassed, so I threw $100 at her, and I don't know if she picked it up or not.
I'm not sure.
Did you pick up $100? You'd be sure if you picked up $100 from a guy with a Dirty Sanchez, didn't you? Wouldn't you?
Well, it wasn't me, so I'm telling you, I'm not sure if someone did or didn't.
All right, well, these condoms have a ring around them that vibrate. You ever use those?
No.
Oh, you should try them, man. They make you fucking horny like a motherfucker. You should. Can I get you a pack?
I'm sorry, sir, but if you are here calling looking for something, then I would love to help you, but if... getting a little inappropriate.
Well, I mean, I'd like to buy you a present because you sound like a nice person.
I'm sorry, I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, all right. If I head back there, would you be able to give me back what I left in the bathroom? Because actually, you know, it was in a satchel full of other items as well.
Well, if you would like to come back and look to see if they're there, you're more than welcome to.
Well, how many people working at that establishment? Because I'm going to send my brother in. I was very embarrassed. I'll put my brother on. Hold on. Carlito?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, ma'am?
I can help.
Yeah, he'd like to bring you some condoms with those vibrating tips on them and maybe fuck you in the ass a little bit.
I don't know what the fuck.
Alrighty, Valardi, I don't know. I just threw you in the middle of that.
Killing the end of a decent phone call.
To place a call.
She was game to play along, and I could have strung her in there for a little while.
Some third base there, man. Yeah, speaking
what
of which,
a surprise, you hung up.
People, are we allowed to talk about the fact that you hit a double, didn't you? Second base.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Congratulations. Were you going to steal the deal tonight? Tomorrow?
No.
I'm not going to steal it at all. Okay, I don't know about what you're talking about. John Reclude on the line here. Reclude,
what's going on, man?
What's up?
What's up? It's Big Reclude with Zolar and Carlito at the same time.
Oh,
man. Don't forget to turn your phone on. There you go. All right.
There he is. I love this guy. Reclude, you're the man, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Long time no hear from you, man. Too bad you're not home on Fridays. You call into Zolar Vision and help me out like you used to. We made some good phone calls, me and Reclude, Carlito.
Oh, yeah, Reclude is a good...
Yeah, I'll call in.
Yeah, see? There you are. Yeah. It's a date.
Next time you're in. Next time you're on. In on Friday. And,
what time is it?
I don't know. I'm not on tomorrow, though, so that's a good time to bring the fact up that I won't be on tomorrow. I'm in Florida at Carlito's house, and I'll be on vacation, so I won't be able to do Zolar Vision.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Good work, good work. Hey, Bloody Dick's Up Bears just came in here. Bloody, make Artie eat in the bathroom. Hey, that's an awesome idea. You know what? I'm going to take a shit in the bathroom and make Evil Artie eat his pizza on the toilet in the bathroom. That is an awesome... Hey, Artie, are you getting...
Huh?
Wait, what pizza?
What pizza?
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's getting hot.
Who doesn't eat... And we've all eaten in the toilet, on the toilet. I've eaten
from the toilet.
Yeah, we have.
Goddamn toilet.
Yeah, Reckland, you've eaten on the toilet before.
No, I'm dead serious. I have not.
He's so against.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I love eating on the toilet.
The closest I can get to that is I brought I went in the Panera Bread, and I got some faggot-ass tea.
Okay.
Because my throat's all fucked up because of smoking too much fucking weed on Cali. All right. And then I just put it on the shelf, and then I fucking took a piss, washed my hands, and took it out. That's, like, the closest I've been to, like, anything like that.
Wow. Zola, you never eaten on the toilet before?
No. Well, I might be lying. I do drink coffee every day when I take a shit, though. You know, I have it there with me.
He eats from the toilet.
But that's considered eating. That's what I would say. But Spindicate's saying, what about Zolar, the guest? And then I don't understand that. But then somebody said, oh, it was Deathlock. Zolar takes more vacations than Howard Stern.
That's, yeah, Zolar, you're always somewhere, right?
Yeah, I just came back from Chicago not so long ago. And then I was at Niagara not so long before that. And then I do Florida a lot, but...
Chicago, that bloody town. All right, hey, Reckle, do you want to do a prank call? I got the Bloody Dick Outfitters.
What? What the hell's that?
I don't know. I'm guessing they're clothing stuff. Montana Bloody Dick Outfitters. They also got Benny.
What a bunch of fucking hillbilly fucks, dude.
Benny Bistro, Piggy's Lounge. We can also call Piggy's Lounge. You know, Richie Randall should call Piggy's Lounge. That's over in Whiting, Indiana.
Richie!
Whiting, Indiana?
I just Gmailed you the shits.
Okay, let me see here. Fucking... Alright, here we go. Got you a little fucking message here.
Right. Piggy's...
Here, Piggy's Lounge. We got Benny's Bistro, Montana. Right. What the fuck is it? Who's getting these numbers?
Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, he's going through... He goes through phases and shit, man. I'll tell you.
I know. He's the most...
He's in Montana fucking phase. All this fucking bum fuck.
Lonesome Loser, the most trusted name in prank calls, man.
Yeah, he's great. He gets some good numbers, though, but it's just funny, dude. You see him, like, he goes and scouts out, like, certain areas.
Right, yeah. Well, we had the idea once where I told him, find a ghetto in Philadelphia, and we looked in the address for businesses, and it was, like, some of the better calls that we've done in a while. So if anybody anybody out there knows the cross street of a ghetto out there near where you live, let us know, and we'll look for businesses that operate in that area. That's always fun because they're always
give you... Problem is, around like the businesses close at like 6 p.m.
Because it's so bad, probably. God, you're out there in like
stupid
Ohio.
Fuck it, yeah, it's getting nuts around. I gotta get the fuck out of here with this studio, but.
All right, guys.
It's like, let's crazy.
Yeah, let's call Piggy's Lounge, all right?
All right, now what's going on? Am I calling? I'm supposed to act like Richie Randall?
Richie Randall, Piggy's Lounge. Yeah, I mean, just say, talk about, what's the girl, Francine, is that your chick?
All right, no, this is going to be a pissed off Richie Randall.
Awesome, we all should be pissed off.
Let's try it, this is your
right
experiment
here.
Progress, we're going to give it a shot.
Yeah, second base,
I'm
everybody.
I'm so fucked up, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's do it.
Second base, Artie. Hang on.
All right.
Hey, Ace, may I help you?
Hey, listen, is your girl named Francine down there?
No,
Blonde girl named Francine?
No, there is no blonde girl.
Listen, I know she's down there. Now stop hiding.
There is no one here, but listen to me.
You listen to me. I'm going to be down there. I got a fucking 78 Buick, and we're going to have some words. If you don't be hiding,
come on.
This is my fucking girlfriend.
Well, your girlfriend isn't here, so you know what?
What, is
she's
she behind
not here.
The bar giving blowjobs? What the hell's going on? Give me some answers.
I guess so.
You give me some answers right goddamn now. Hello?
Bye.
I'm going to rub your face in that jukebox, you dirty whore.
You're going to do what? What's in the jukebox?
I don't know. Rubber face in the box.
Rubber face in the jukebox.
To place a call, press please enter your destination number, starting with the area code.
Piggies.
Hello, this is Janice. Hello?
Who?
Janice.
What a bitch. She hung up. We're going to get Zolar calling. Yeah, that's right. You heard what I called. You made me think you hung up, woman. Fuck. I thought she hung up. That's funny, though. She got messed up.
To place a call.
I love it when you laugh like that record.
To listen to your recorded call,
what?
Press 2. Press 3. Four, please enter your destination number, starting with the area code.
Come back.
She gonna pick up.
Please.
Yeah, I know where you're at. I'm gonna come down on my Buick. I got you.
Bye.
I got you.
fuck. What is it with you, man? Richie Randall's is getting sick now. All
right. Richie Randall's getting demented. He's been fucking smoking way too much weed and going to California.
He's missing
fucking
Francine.
Fucking all Mexican broads.
Yeah. It'd be funny if Francine... It'd be funny if Richie Randall was like a clean kid until Francine got him into weed and then he's just like...
Press 1. To listen, please enter your destination.
I gotta call Bennett Bistro.
Starting with the area code. Now, please. To record.
I forgot the low voice. Benny's Bistro. Come on, is that all you want this one?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, because I had the phone and it was, you know, on the couch and I didn't realize I wasn't talking directly into it. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
How about now? Hello?
I hear you fine.
Oh, because I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Yes, I'm... What can I do for
you? I'm trying to be able to communicate with you. Can you just make sure that I can hear you? I can hear you a little better now, though. Can you keep speaking like that? My phone's broke, ma'am. I sat on it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you need?
All right, finally. Now we're communicating like two adults. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, well, you don't sound fine. You sound all aggravated and bitchy.
Okay, well, is there something I can do for you?
Of course. What the fuck else am I calling for, you dumb cunt? And that's the end of that.
Whatever that was.
Place a call.
Sorry, people. Thanks, John Rico.
Your recorded call.
Oh, hang up the phone.
2 minutes to your card. Press.
There, I gotta clear the line. You can pick it up if you want to talk to Recklude. Hey, Recklude.
Yeah.
All right, cool. What else we got here? Johnny's Fat Boys Roadhouse. That's over at Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Beaver Dam what?
Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Why Beaver Dam, honestly?
I'll tell you what about
Wisconsin.
I call
that a tampon, if you ask me.
One thing I like about Wisconsin, I took some broad up there in high school and fucking banged around the hotels and went to fucking tourist attractions. But they have all those cheese shops, dude. Those are fucking shit.
Oh, yeah, they're all in the cheese up there in Wisconsin. They fry everything, too. Isn't there, like, a place you can go and there's, like, pizza on a stick, spaghetti on a stick?
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. They try to do that around here in the state fairs. It just gets ridiculous.
The bratwurst is out of this world, guys.
Fucking A. That's it, though. I don't know what else you could say. The fucking weather sucks.
Yeah.
The weather sucks bad enough here. Up there, it's got to be a cocksucker.
Cold as balls, I bet, right?
Jeez, yeah, fucking.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that. Mm-mm. No, sir.
Oh, man. Yeah, you live down in fucking swamps.
Yeah, did you hear about the crazy chimp that attacked the woman?
That's fucking ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy?
Fucking stupid.
You laughing
broad.
Over there, dude. That's horrible.
Didn't she say some shit like, oh, you want to help me with my chimp or some shit? Didn't she call some broad over, the owner?
Yeah.
Wanted to help her with. It's like, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get everybody involved in that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard the audio, but it's just so freaking ridiculous the way this woman is just like, freaking screaming and yelling and all this shit, man. It's the most fucking...
I don't even want to.
You, dude, it is... I think I've got that queued up here. Maybe I'll play it in a little bit. I don't know.
I'll tell you what the most fucked up piece of audio I've ever heard...
What's that?
Has got to be, like... You ever heard, like... There's a fucking FBI tape that got leaked of, fucking Jonestown shit.
Okay. Like
you
when they burnt the black community or whatever? Is that what you're talking about?
No. That's where this fucking wacko guy used to be a preacher in Indiana, I think he started out. But he was preaching.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's the creepiest shit.
They fucking kicked him out. He went to California and opened up this whack-ass church. It was kind of like a cult.
Okay. Oh, the Kool-Aid dude.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a fucking tape, dude. It is the most bizarre shit I've ever heard. It just goes along with...
Yes,
like,
I've heard it.
It actually is the last thing that happens, and you hear people, like, you hear, like, kids crying and shit. It's fucking nuts, dude. That's, like, the craziest fucking tape I've ever heard in my life.
Man.
Besides that, the only thing bad,
worse than that. Well, I don't know. That's pretty bad, though. He's just like, you can see him like mad on like convincing them to kill themselves. That's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, by drinking Kool-Aid like a bunch of kids and stuff. I mean, it's just horrible.
No, they fucking shot. If the kids didn't take it, they just fucking shot
him. They just shot him? Really? Okay.
Yeah, great. Dude, it was.
Sorry, excuse me. Breaking news here. Crazy Heretic says hi to Zolar.
There I am. See, it's got to be said. What's happening?
Yeah, sir. Okay, so let's do another prank call.
Yay.
Deathfuck says, hey, now Carly to Zolar and that fat fuck Artie. Great show so far, but tell Artie to wake up and do something. The fat fuck doesn't normally sit there.
Oh, no. What is he going to do?
No.
We don't need that. Thanks anyway, though, Deathfuck. Don't prompt this guy to get naked or anything. We don't need to see naked fucking heavyset guys.
Jeez. Have him eat some shit or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got pepper spray. I want to spray
No
the
bacon brawl.
Yeah, I'm down for, like, you know, committing a stunt with him, but I definitely don't want to see him, you know, fucking in his underwear.
Nah, I don't.
On cam is bad enough.
Oh, no.
Nobody needs that.
No.
All right, cool. Let's do the prank call. Let's just get off, you know, we're getting off subject here. We're getting gay. Not there's anything wrong with that.
What? All right, just. What are we calling again?
Hi.
Johnny Fat Boys Roadhouse. They're in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. W-I. Where's the, Did I send that to you already, I think? Hang on, Reclude, your G.
How the fuck do those people talk up there?
They sound like that movie Fargo.
Hey, Reclude, let, you know.
They talk like Chicago. You know, they like a Chicago accent.
Pass it around a little bit. My name will be Anita. Maybe I could be, like, your acquaintance or sister or whatever.
You totally have to do the woman voice with me here. I totally got to see how you look like when you do that. Yes.
Well, my Anita voice isn't really a woman voice, though.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, the other one, hello, that one, that's the one, yeah.
Hi, whatever. Yeah. I remember
now you got me all like, so.
Carl, you know, hang up on him.
All right, yeah.
I remember that shit. That was funny.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
So the premise is. Like, I'm going to call, and then I'm going to say Anita something.
Okay, yeah, we'll get Anita in on the
I'll
juice.
Try my best. I might fuck this up, but I'm going to give it a...
Don't worry about it. You're all good.
I don't know. A little off balance tonight.
So,
just a little off balance.
That's all right. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, it's off balance.
I'm not getting any respect. Hey there, Reclude.
No respect.
I just dial on my cell phone.
Johnny Fatboy's Roadhouse. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, honey? What's going on down there tonight?
Tonight from 8 p.m. until close, we have $8 bottomless domestic tap.
Yeah, you got any bands playing, any jukeboxes slamming?
I do not, and the jukebox isn't going at the moment. I've got music on, though.
Okay, yeah. All right, talk to my girl, Anita. She has something to say to you.
Okay.
Hello, dear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, my name's Anita, dear. I'm old. I'm 72 year old now.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to go out with this young fella. And I'm just wondering if, is the music very loud?
Not obnoxious at this point.
I'm sorry?
I said it's not obnoxious at this point. Just stop in.
Oh, because I'm hard of hearing, dear, and I gotta have the music loud so I can feel the vibrations in my genital. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Just come on in. Stop in and turn up the music. Right. Have a great night.
Wait, hold on, dear.
He's going somewhere, man. That's not fair. That's just not right. All right. Let me see what else is going on here. New sending in a number for Colin W. Fat, born in February 1953. Interesting. Colin W. Fat. Where gets that? What the hell is that about?
What the fuck do you, I mean, what are you, like, stalking people? You got that White Pages? You got a subscription to that shit?
Yeah, it's got a subscription.
Reverse lookups and shit?
Reverse Zappa search lookup, whatever. Yeah, he's all into that. He's got a whole technology. Him and Lonesome Loser both are like, I don't know.
They got something going on.
Yeah, something.
Tell them to find... I tell you what, fucking have one of those guys message me. I'll tell you who to find and see if you can dig them up.
Okay.
Just for the hell of it, just as a, you know what I mean? See if they can do it. Just
All right, guys. Lonesome Loser, Nunu get with Reclude, and he's going to give you a target, so to say. We got more numbers here to do, regardless here. Mob Scene is in Beverly Hills, California. Do Beverly Hills? That's where you want to be. That's what I heard. That's where you're going to be, right? Aren't you getting a Beverly Hills phone number? You keep saying. You working on that?
No, it's like a Burbank.
No,
I'm
going to
be out there soon, though, dude. I'm like about, I'm about gone.
Studio City,
I can't take it here anymore. This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Artie, let me take a look here. How much candy have you had, sir?
That's right, L.A.'s weird fat baby.
A few bags.
All right, so you came in with a bag. You have, you're working on the Jolly Ranchers now, right? Before that, you had a bag of gummy sharks.
Yeah, and Swedish fish.
And Swedish fish.
Artie's there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Artie?
Where are you from?
In Orlando.
He can't hear me.
He lives in Orlando. He can hear you. Yeah, he's in Orlando. Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, Zolar's here on vacation, and his boy Lou is here also with him.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, Artie, maybe we should check you for diabetes. Right, with all that sugar, he's got to have, like...
Oh, yeah, can you check his blood sugar level right now?
Yeah,
I
got to get my glucometer. It's in the toilet.
Awesome, we're doing that. We're going to prick his finger first.
No.
Then we're going to spray him with some mace. And then I got to go, Carlito, because, you know, I'm on vacation with these people, and, like, you know, I can't just leave them hanging. They're all at the house. There's, like, a beautiful pool. It's all heated up, and we heated it up extra so we can go in when it's cold.
Oh, nice. There you go. Is this cold for you, by the way? I mean, this is not cold weather, right?
No, for us, it's warm, dude.
Okay, yeah, for us, it's like, oh, my God, it's cold.
Yeah, people around here, there's no shorts being worn. People are actually, like, wearing light jackets at this time of night and stuff. Right here, we're like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, not me. I don't care. I love it.
Where
this
Lou comes
perfect.
From, fucking, he comes from the Arctic almost, you know, like, fucking, he's way up near Canada and shit. And that this fucking guy here thinks it's, you know, middle of summer. He walks around in his fucking skivvies all day long.
Yeah, he's out in his boxers in the hotel lobby, I'm sure. No, he doesn't give a shit. It's fucking, it's like 61 degrees right now, as a matter of fact. 61 degrees.
61?
61. 61, sir. That's right.
That was when I was on Cali. It was around the same, and everybody's like, I'm like, you fucking, this bitch at the airport was like, oh my God, it's fucking freezing out there. And then I walked outside, I'm like, you fucking dirty cunt.
There you go, you should have. You should have put it right to her fucking face. You should have shook her fist right in her face. Hell yeah.
All right, so you got like a little break going, so I can go outside and I'll smoke my cigarette so I don't stink up your house.
That's fine, okay. All right, cool.
What the fuck is mob scene?
I don't know. I don't know what Mopsy needs. Yeah, go ahead, you know, take a break if you want, and you can smoke a cigarette here if you want. Actually, remember.
I don't want to desecrate your area.
All right, no problem. All right, well, we'll call. I got Mopsy or Dirty Dave's. Which one are you thinking, Rick? With Mopsy?
What the hell is Mopsy? Beverly Hills. Let me look this shit up.
I don't know. It sounds like one of those secret kind of bring your own bottle kind of places.
Mopsy, it's a
You never heard of those, like, bring-your-own-bottle, like, bars? You got to bring your own alcohol, and you got to pay a cover to get in?
That is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I guess, oh, is it like a theater?
No, not like a... I don't know. I don't know. What does it show you? What is it, like a movie theater? Not a movie theater.
It shows all his fucking movies and shit on the site. Now, all right, so I'm entering the site, and it says, about the mob. It's a motion picture advertising and production company created by people who come from the world... Okay, so let's see here, what we've done. Okay, they've done, holy shit, they've done a lot of shit, dude. I don't want to prank these guys, I might get a job here.
Hey,
no, they did like Iron Man, fucking Norbit fucking sucks, Valkyrie, Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights is actually pretty good, I like Talladega Nights.
Yeah, I like that too, Blades of Glory, just all sorts of shit.
Yeah. Hey, oh yeah, you know, I like those are the goofy movies that have a lot of Will Ferrell in them, maybe he must work for them a lot. I just found out that other number, Dirty Dave's, is a gay bar, a gay 90s pizza parlor, as a matter of fact. It's a gay 90s pizza parlor.
That's fun, dude. If that was in my town, I'd fucking go down there.
Yeah, so for sure, I'm going to write that down. We're going to make sure we call that. Also want to talk about a movie I'm going to be seeing tomorrow. Reclu, don't be sure to catch that after our second half. I guess Zola's going to be living here pretty soon, smoking a cigarette right now.
Oh, down there?
Yeah. Hang on. Anyway, mob scene. Here we go. This moment.
Mob scene, this is Lindsay.
Hi, this is Gary Busey. I was trying to talk to Jason Rain.
Oh, yeah, hold on one moment.
All right, thank you. Pull together, Reckless.
Hey Gary, you know, I think you took off for the night. Can I connect you to a cell phone?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Leaving a message?
Dude, this is great.
gosh, it takes forever.
Alright, I'm gonna cut this off. This is taking forever.
3-1, get off.
And her line sucked too. It had this kind of fuzziness to it.
Aw, man, that was gonna be a good one.
We'll call her back, tell her hurry up. Let's try
now
that.
Listen, I don't exactly have time. That's Gary Busey. I couldn't think of anybody else, but I know he's a nutcase, so yeah. People believe like crazy shit.
Yeah, you believe he'd be calling in.
Can you believe that? She was, like, ready to connect me, like, right away. This is the fucking, like, creative director.
Yes.
Like, this guy's pretty high up. Like, how? Because I was just going to say, like, because I got the names here, I was just going to make up some bullshit saying that, like, the vice president told me to call him or whatever, get hooked up with something. I mean, it's like they really don't have anything to do with actors, but.
Yeah. I better go check on the guys. When they went on the porch, I'm sure they're talking loud and getting me in trouble out there inside of my house. Fucking bastards. Okay, hey,
they're probably cussing out the fat gate guard.
They're probably cursing out the security guard out there. I bet you anything. He's like, you guys can't be out there talking love. Anyway, let's call the gay pizza parlor.
Hey, Bubba, you want to hit?
Okay.
All right, this is the gay pizza parlor.
With the Gary Busey thing.
Yeah, there you go. And then we'll call Mopsy back and say, you know, you didn't appreciate the long wait. We'll give her a chance to settle, all right? Cool. Hang on, everybody. If you got any prank call requests, send them in. Recruit me, Carlito. And Zolar's here also. Even Evil Artie. It will ruin your prank call.
Alright, Zolar's here too.
Good. Reckley there. Well, hang on, Zolar, real quick.
Okay.
Hello?
Fuck, I screwed it up. That was me.
Right.
You there? Okay, good.
This is Darcy. I can help you.
Hello? Is this Dirty Dave's Pizza Parlor?
It is.
Okay, I sent my daughter down, and she didn't get her order.
Okay.
She came back and said you wouldn't serve her.
All right, one moment. Let me have you talk to the manager.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
This is the human...
Hi, this is Gabe speaking. What happened?
Somebody refused my daughter's service down there.
When?
You're over on Martin Way over in Olympia, right?
Yeah, we're in between, like, okay. Lily and...
Yeah. Okay, so I think I have the right place. You don't have a couple restaurants. You just have one restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. All right,
but
well, what's that?
When was this?
This was earlier. A little bit earlier.
This afternoon or evening?
What's that? No, it was this evening.
So this evening?
Yeah, about like 2 hours ago. So, I mean, what the problem is, she's a little mixed. She got a... she's a mixed child. So I think from my understanding... What's that?
I don't believe we have turned anyone away.
Okay, well, I don't know why she would lie to me about that, but I mean, I'll tell you what I heard. My side of, what's that?
I said, Daddy, he the man who told me I couldn't have any food in there.
Who said that?
So, excuse me?
Did she describe him or something? I want to obviously get to the bottom of this. Could she describe who said that?
I remember your voice. You was mean to me. You told me that I should be getting out of there because I'm just nothing but a little nigglet.
I would be shocked if anyone would have said something like that.
Well, I mean, it is Washington.
Well,
I mean, I guarantee it's not exactly the center of civilization.
I fire people.
I fire
people for that, sir.
Oh, really?
If she could give me a
decision, have you had to?
Yes, I would 100% on the spot.
He was a white man. You the white man.
I did
you the
about
devil.
A year
I believe
ago.
It was you.
Oh, you did about a year ago. Was it a similar incident?
It was different than that. It was actually someone making a comment to a fellow employee.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you, we do want to get to the bottom of this. I mean... I mean, who's running the front?
Me. I've been here since 3 o'clock.
That's what I told you, Daddy. He's the white man.
So you're responsible?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess the next question is, where do you get off saying something like that?
I didn't say anything like that, sir. I honestly...
You might have said something about half and half or something.
He called me a nigglet, Daddy. He called me a nigglet.
People of other race or anything. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, maybe you're just a little bit too comfortable with that, and maybe you stepped over the line, you didn't realize it.
No, sir, I didn't say anything at all to anyone along those lines at all.
Huh.
I take pride in myself in a very professional way.
Yeah. Okay, what are we talking about then?
15 years.
All right, that's fine. What time you fellas close down here?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, okay. Well, I figure like this. What do you got for a special tonight?
Don't have any dinner specials or anything, sir.
Don't have any specials?
No.
I mean, I saw you had some pizza there with cashews on it or something.
That's all. That's every day. That's our house specialty pizza.
Oh, okay.
Night.
All right, that's fine. So pretty much what we'll do is we'll take two of those large.
Okay.
All right, and I don't think we should have to pay
for
either
to
one
go.
Of those. No, that's to go, and you
no,
get
them out. No, that's not happening.
I'm afraid he's going to spit in our pizza, Daddy. I'm afraid he's going to spit in our pizza. He a racist.
Listen, just have them ready, and you've got some breadsticks.
No, sir,
with that
I'll have them ready, but I'm not giving them to you.
All right.
They'll
be up in the window or something. That's fine. We'll see about that. Just have them ready. That's fine, and we'll see about the payment.
Sir, that's my decision.
What's that?
If I order those, they're getting paid.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we'll pay. We'll talk.
I told you he erases, Daddy. He don't want
to. It's not going
to
be an issue of payment being talked about. If I put the order in, that will be paid for. I would
love to find out if someone said
go
ahead
something like that, but
fine.
I don't believe they did.
Daddy,
that's fine.
Daddy.
What I'll do is here's what I'm going to do. And I'll even take the breadsticks. I'm going to pay for it tonight. But I want to have a talk with your owner.
That's
and see what
me.
He says about that. I guarantee I'm going
to
get those votes.
He's here 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Well, that's fine.
Greg Wilson.
We'll be here in the mornings. Because is the restaurant open then or is it just the office?
It opens at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so he's there a little bit early. All right, I'm just going to go up there early before the place even opens because I want to take care of this. I got to go out of town, so I don't really have much time to deal with this. But we'll get to the bottom of it. That's fine. I'll pay tonight. So just go ahead and make them pizzas ready. What's that?
Do you want garlic bread or cheese bread?
I have garlic bread.
And each order's like a 6-inch cut of a French loaf. We slice it four, just one, or...
Just one of them.
What name should we put it under?
Under Busey.
Busey?
Yeah.
Spelled the same way as like Gary.
Gary.
Actor.
Who's Gary?
Gary Busey.
Who's that?
I was just making sure I spelled it right. Gary Busey, he's an actor.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay. And we'll
have
that ready.
Busey.
Okay.
All right, have that ready, and we'll be down.
We'll be ready in about 20 minutes.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Yeah, that's good. At the very end with the Busey thing, you got all self-conscious, like the actor. Who the hell are you talking about? I never heard of him. Oh, dude, that's pretty good. That guy, you should have pushed on the free pizzas, though, man. I'm telling you. That would have been
interesting. Yeah, but I think he was about to hang up, so I was like, all right, have this fucking faggot make two of them.
Yeah, for nothing. Yeah, there you go. So he won't make any... You screwed
that'll
anyway.
Be, that's hilarious. He's like, listen, if I fire these two pizzas, you're paying for them.
Oh, yeah, that was the gay pizza place. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's
but
right.
I don't think it's... Do you think it's, like, gay, or because... Don't they say, like, the gay 90s? Isn't that expression about, like, the 1890s?
Yeah, well, they say, the 1990s were the gay 90s, they say, I guess. I don't know.
No, 1890s
were gay? Like, happy?
Just look at that. I'm looking at the font right now. It looks like some Old West fucking font.
Why would they pick gay 90s? That's so gay.
Because when I was at Cedar Point, this is the amusement park up north, Ohio.
Yeah?
It's got, like, badass roller coasters and shit. Like, I always break the Guinness, like, every couple years. But, they had a place, it was called Gay 90s Ice Cream Parlor.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Gay 90s?
Yeah, it was a Gay 90s Ice Cream Parlor.
Okay.
Is what it was called. So that's what, I mean, and it was all, like, old style school shit. Victorian, this and that. So, I mean, it looks about the same, something like that.
All right. Hey, Rick, look, I got to take a break real quick, man. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right.
You're the man.
Y'all.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week. See you.
All right. Rick, look, everybody. Zolar, you're going to be heading out. I understand. Thanks for coming, man. It was an honor and a pleasure seeing you finally in person.
Yeah, it was great to meet you. And, yep. No disappointments here. You're a gentleman and a scholar, as I thought you would be.
Okay.
I'm a scholar.
Yeah, you dropped out, dude. You're not a scholar. You're the anti-scholar.
Oh, my God.
You're the loaf.
All right.
All right, everybody else, keep staying tuned. Everybody say bye to Zolar and hope the rest of the rest of his trip. And be careful. Careful on the way out. I got to give you directions real quick, right?
Yeah,
right.
Love you, Zolar. Closer to you, actually, than I ever had.
Everybody,
so it's like everything. So Compton, Deathlock, Disturbed, DTT, Earth Dog, Emmy Rose in the room. Hello, Emmy. Love Emmy Rose. She is the most beautiful thing.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, I hit that.
Evil Audie's in the room. Oh, my God. Oh. I thought I smelled something. Oh, I'm here with them. This is not a nightmare. And John Ricker, of course, and Jungle Bunny with tits. And
Carlito.
Kurt Clavin and Lara and, you know, fucking. The list goes on. It's just hard to do. Wicked and Veracity. All of you people out there. Motherfucking love you.
Dr.
All.
Lego. No, he's not in there. And, you know, smoke weed every day. Clone
smoke
homegrown.
Weed every day.
Making a return. We haven't seen him in a long time. Are you Clone Homegrown fans?
Spin Vicket. And I won't be on tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I shall return next week.
Next week.
Zolar Vision, Friday, 9 p.m.
Zolar Party Nation will be back next week. Is it? Okay, good. Good for you. All right, everybody. We'll be right back in about, holy shit, what happened over here? Uh-oh. We got a crisis. Uh-oh. My break music is, like, messed up. Ooh, that's not good. There we go. All right, we're racking about, give me like 6 minutes, okay, ladies?
You're a nice guy.
Oh, listen to these guys over here. Why don't you guys kiss? Why don't you guys kiss yourselves, you fucking faggot?
I am.
Oh, no!
Tell Zolar to piss on his feet.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Mary, please?
This is she.
Mary, hi, I'm with the hotel staff. We're just calling to make sure that your stay for the time being has been acceptable. I understand you just checked in today?
Yes, uh-huh.
Has everything been up to your specifications as far as the cleanliness of the room?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I did want to report to you there's been an issue in your room with the toilet, actually.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. Wait, have you used it? A long time ago. Is an issue with it? It's broken?
Well, the problem is
uh-huh.
It has a tendency to flow over.
Uh-huh.
If it does, we're not responsible for it. It's actually responsible on the person who's staying in the room.
If you put toilet paper in?
Yeah, I would not recommend putting any toilet paper or any large bowel movements in the toilet, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, are there hotel bathrooms other than the ones in the room that you can use?
Yes, but you're actually not authorized to use it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you can use the toilet in the lobby, but if you do have to go in the middle of the night, I just want to reiterate, if you make a mess in that room, you will be the one who cleans the toilet, you will clean the room, and any damage to the carpet will come out of your deposit.
Uh-huh.
Because what I also would like, if you could just do a quick flush in the toilet right now, maybe just to clean out the pipes real quick. And I'm gonna monitor here on my end on the water table. Let me know is there someone else there with you right now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, could you tell them to flush it real quick? You let me know when they flush it.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Real quick.
Okay.
It's flush.
Did it flush?
Yeah, it's flushing.
All right, hang on. I'm going to check it here in my end.
All right.
Okay, that looks like a strong flush. Okay, go ahead and flush it again, please, if you could.
One more time, Mira. Flush it again. Oh, it hasn't recovered yet.
Oh, no. Okay. No. Okay, on the back of the toilet, there's a little valve. Hurry up and close it because it's going to overflow. It's not...
Is it going to overflow?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, hurry up.
It's not overflowing.
Hurry, hurry.
Hurry? It's not overflowing.
It's going to... No, it's...
No, oh. Don't... Flush again, or...
Yeah, flush it again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did it flush?
Yeah.
Well, I don't hear it flushing.
Well, it seems to be flushing. It's flushed and...
I think it's something blocked in there. Did you guys are sure you didn't use the toilet at all?
No.
You didn't put any paper in there?
No, this is nuts.
Did you put
no,
any...
No, we just... Are you sure this is the hotel? This is weird.
This is Valente.
And this phone call is also being... monitored by hotel security. I am the security manager. My name is Mr. Zolar. How are you?
I'm fine, but this is the most bizarre conversation I've ever had in
well,
a hotel room.
It turns out that, ma'am, if we have people occupying a room with such a toilet bowl with the problem, if we don't identify it to them, then we become responsible.
Yeah.
Once, in fact, we have told them and you're aware of the problem, then, in fact, we don't have to worry about it being our, you know, like, negligence for cleaning it up.
Yeah.
We don't want to touch anybody's bodily fluids
yeah, sure,
or bowel
that.
Movements. And in the case of the fact that there's a lot of women in our hotel, you could be like, you know, all running your menstrual cycle at the same time. If tampons get in our system, it clogs up the entire line.
Yeah, according to this, it looks like there might be... Did you folks perhaps flush down a feminine napkin
no,
or anything like
we
that?
Just, no,
well,
I just got here.
There's a blockage between your room...
There's a blockage. Okay, you can see that there's a blockage.
Yeah, we have a near perfect system. We spare no expense here at the Millennium. You know, I mean, it's either it's registering as a feminine napkin or half of a turkey sub from Subway.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
No.
Sure.
There's nothing.
Can we try one more flush to try to clear it out? I mean,
hi there. Who is this?
This is hotel security, and you're speaking with the concierge, Mr. Carlito. My name
Hold
is
on.
Mr. Zolar.
Your name is Mr. Zolar.
That's correct. I'm the head of security here, and he is watching the water table. He sees that there is a clog between your toilet and the next facility. So what's happening here is if you're flushing feminine napkins, we could excuse it this one time because we didn't.
I don't have my period. If you want to know my details, I don't have my period. But if in a couple of days, I might get it. But I don't have my period, and so
well,
I didn't flush.
Ma'am, I didn't mean to upset you, but we do have an on-staff doctor. He'll be in to check your vagina to see if it's bleeding.
Fine. Okay, this is a prank call.
Obviously, you dumb nigga.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Huh. Why are you calling a hotel? Is this like how you get your thrills?
Yeah, well, actually, I do, you stupid cunt.
Wow, it's so sad, really. Because, you know, I have satisfying human relations, but there's help for people like you.
You have relations
with
humans?
Do you ever let a dog lick your crotch, ma'am?
Nah.
I didn't know, sorry.
Yes.
Hi, I'm the concierge. My name is Jethro, and I'm downstairs. Some man is telling me he has some delivery for you. He's not looking too, you know, like, up and correct, so I didn't let him up to your room. Are you expecting a delivery?
No, not from outside. The front, I had asked the front desk for something, and they were going to ask housekeeping.
What is it that you're looking for, ma'am?
Well, it's a certain toiletry, actually.
Is it a feminine product?
Yes, it's a feminine product.
Right, so you need to get a douche up there immediately, correct?
A what?
A douche of some sort?
No, just a container of feminine products.
Like a
small box.
Are you having, like, your menstrual cycle? Perhaps you need some tampons.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Well, why don't you just stuff a whole roll of paper towels up there for now, and we'll get somebody immediately on it.
All right, we're back.
That was a fucking rocking-ass segment,
yeah,
man.
Thanks, man. We had fun. It was a little out there, but we had fun. Zolar's on his way to another appearance now. He's going to be headed to a bar in downtown Orlando.
He's heading to Scores.
Scores. Oh, man. Artie, this is you never had salmon before?
I've never really had salmon.
I hope you're not allergic to fish, man.
No, I don't think so.
People, they don't know their whole life. They eat salmon for the
like
first time.
Like they say.
Next thing you know, you get throat AIDS and you die, Artie. And what's
going to
happen?
I can't hear myself on the mic. Can you hear me through there?
I can.
Okay, because what is it? If it smells like fish, make it a dish.
Yeah, you're buzzing really loud.
If it smells like cologne, leave it alone. Isn't that how it goes?
If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nasty. Sounds like a sexual kind of thing. What are you talking about? Hang on, I'm fixing all these shit.
You're buzzing,
too.
Man.
Hang on, take it easy, brother man. There you go.
There we go. Shame.
Matter of fact, you can get the better headphones now.
Fuck it.
That sounds like a vibrator instead of a buzzing.
It's his nasty microphone. It buzzes. It's
too powerful. Oh, okay.
It's too powerful.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Take it out of your backside.
Yeah, right. It's
fine on my show.
Yeah, well, you got a shitty computer, too. Your mom has a computer. I stole it from you.
I got Mikey microphone.
All right, guys, let's do a phone prank call. I'm Carlito. We're going to wrap things up here pretty soon. It is midnight. You got to get going home.
No, I'm staying here. My brother's kicking me out of the house.
Say what?
I've got to stay here now. My brother's kicking me out.
Why? What happened?
I eat all his food.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Even the, why are we doing this? Why are we eating like pigs? Let's stop this. Come on. This is what you do.
No, it's perfect.
I wanted to play the rest of the chimpanzee attack. Hang on, listen to that. Dude, isn't this a crazy story? This woman has a chimpanzee. She's been in a bunch of TV commercials. Apparently gives her some Xanax. Chimpanzee goes crazy. Runs outside of the house. Woman calls her friend to come over and help her coax the chimpanzee back inside the house. Chimpanzee sees the woman. Freaks out, attacks her, rips her face off, etc., etc. And at the beginning of this call, you can hear the chimpanzee. I mean, it sounds funny. It almost sounds like the 911 operator wants to laugh. He thinks it's a prank call. It's too fucking low in this version. I had a version that was nice and loud. This one doesn't seem to be it. But it's not... what's your name? Milkman. It's not right to laugh at this situation with what happened. This person got their face, you know...
I'm not laughing. That was Artie, bro. I'm crying, man.
Oh, okay. Artie, don't laugh. That's not right. Bullshit.
No, you don't laugh. I can't even hear myself again.
I turned your mic off because you're chewing.
What the fuck?
Shut up.
You all motherfucker.
Right. So check this out.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I got my wedding ring. We bought it. Over, did I tell you, Milkman, I got the wedding ring? It's titanium because I don't like
it. No, you told me you was looking at it and stuff.
I don't like jewelry, and I was telling Athena, look, is there any way that between me and you I can just not wear the wedding ring because... I don't like wearing any jewelry. I'm against it. I find it's constricting.
You're
vibrating again, dude. Oh, shit. Artie,
your mic's gay. Okay. It sounds like, remember those old leg football games that were made out of metal back in the 70s?
Yes.
You put a little man around it, vibrate and go in circles and stuff. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that was the stupidest game because there was no art or skill to it. Anyway, so Athena's like, absolutely not. You must wear a wedding ring. So I was like, I was dreading this. And I took a look I got this. It's very light. It's made of completely titanium. I didn't want gold. I put in a white gold one at first, and it was like so bright.
You got platinum.
I was thinking about platinum, but I ended up with
platinum.
Ended up with titanium. I think it's titanium.
Titanium's
not sure.
Good. It's nice and strong.
Mm-hmm. Very strong, and it looks very good.
And light.
It's
very hard, and it's very sharp, too, man. You could cut somebody's head off if you sharpen the edge of that.
And I will, too. Do you never know if the Nazis rise up again? I'll use it to kill Nazis.
Hail Hitler!
And Polish people.
Hey, is that Lego calling in?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, Curtis.
Hey, DTT. How you doing, man?
Well, man, when's your party? 29th, right?
23rd. May 23rd.
23rd?
May 23rd. Okay. You coming?
Yeah, I'm gonna call.
Yeah, Dino and me were talking, and he said he said he's totally into, you know, making, you know, having a poster made up and maybe just promoting a little bit. How are you going to do it? I don't know, DTT. I can't help you out with that. You're more than welcome to come, but...
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to New Jersey.
New Jersey. You're going to go to Atlantic City, or you're going to go to Newark?
How far is from New York?
I don't know. I know Newark is, like, right next to New York, isn't it? Like, right there? Yeah.
Dude, I think he's got a cousin in a sleeper cell up there, so I'm sure he can get in.
No, you take a plane to Newark, and then you take the number 2 bus. Take that all the way over to your final destination, which would be Atlantic City.
Just use your Microsoft Flight Simulator lesson.
I know what's... Hang on, DTT. Don't go anywhere. There we go.
DTT, what were you saying now?
How long does it take to get there?
I don't know. I'm not the guy to ask because I live in Florida. Any of our New Yorkers can tell you, though. Who's in the chat room right now from New York? We got, you know, we should have asked.
Brian.
Yeah, Zolar left, that punk.
Is Zolar going?
Zolar, he said he's going to go. Yeah, he said, barring any act of God or something like that, he'll be there.
Where is he? Does he live in the city?
I don't know. No, he lives in Brooklyn. Is that the city?
Brooklyn.
Is Brooklyn the city? No.
No, Manhattan. It's not too far in Brooklyn. If I can meet him, we can get a ride.
So when people say downtown, it's Manhattan, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's Brooklyn, a borough? Is it like one of the boroughs?
You know what? I'm going to talk to Zola and maybe we can set up some.
Oh, shit. Zola left without a CD. Oh, well. Not all left for nothing. I'll send it to Tuck instead, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to talk to Zola and I want more.
You can give it to me.
Maybe. No.
Yeah. Send me one too, man.
All right, cool.
Can you give me details?
I'm going to give you the details with a date and everything like that. I'll send you an email. You got to get me, you know, my email is madhouseradio@gmail.com. You send me an email and I'll send you all the details for the bachelor. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, we're planning a bachelor party for me. It's going to be a show. May 23rd, we're going to do a show together, do some prank calls, and then go out to the casino for a little bit, and then we all go home.
You're going to do it at the biology or where? I'm sorry.
I don't know where I'm going to do it yet. Maybe the Trump... And then the Trump out there, you got the Bellagio and that out there. There's a bunch of different
going to be all kinds of strippers there.
I'll talk to you, how about maybe next week.
Yeah. You let me know. You know, during the week, you know how to get a hold of me, man. Just give me a call. You got my number. You've called me before. Whatever it takes, just do it, all right?
What shall I call you?
One get in touch with your sleeper cell.
Call my cell phone number, man. I'll pick up. For you, I will pick up.
I'll call you next week.
All right, we'll talk, man. No worries.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
That's DTT, everybody. God, the microphones are all jacked up. I can turn that off now, right? You gotta hang up. DTT gets all paranoid. No, fat fingers over here. All right, let's do a few more prank calls.
He's hacking the site right now.
Right now he is. Let's do some prank calls and let's call it a night. I got a lot of numbers here from the UK and from Ireland. Okay, interesting. Tess O'Hara, Spar Fortyfield. Etc. We got those looking good. Looking good here, guys. In the meantime, we're going to call Chili's Grill and Bar.
Shut up.
Welcome to Chili's and Bar.
Hey! I have a problem. I came in there and I had a to-go, when you eat the food, when you people bring the food to my space, and sometimes you don't finish all the food, you give me the box, right?
Okay.
Okay, I put my food in my box and I went to make a toilet. When I came back, the food was gone and the waiter was like, oh, yeah, I got rid of it. I was gone. I only had, because the food came out cold, I only had like 2 bites of the food. I put it back, I put it in the box, I go to use the bathroom, I come back and it's gone. He refused to get me the food out of the trash. I said it was still the 10-second rule. He said no. I refused to get it out of the trash.
Do you know who your server was?
The white guy. It was a white guy.
The white guy?
Yeah.
You can't be a little bit more specific than the white guy? Did he have hair? Was he behind the bar?
He had hairs. Shoes on. He had the.
Are you serious right now? He had hair and shoes on.
He had the black, the dark hair and the dark shoes. He had dark shoes and dark hair. I'm sorry. Am I bothering you? Should I maybe call and speak to a manager?
No, I'm going to direct you to a manager. I'm trying to track down who he was, but our uniform...
What is your name? Can I please have your name?
My name is Agatha.
I'm writing that down.
That's awesome.
What's your last name?
Everyone here, honey, has black shoes and a black shirt.
Well, that's
so
what
I just
know he had his outfit.
I don't know if it was like, was he a short individual, was he a tall? So I'm trying to think of the people that worked here today.
He was average height.
I'm trying to figure out who it was.
He was about average height.
Were you in the lounge?
No, I was mostly in the most part. I was in the lounge, but then I was in a period of time. I was in the table. I was eating food at the table. And then I went to the toilet. I went to make a toilet.
Okay, but I mean when you were in the lounge,
uh-huh.
You were in the bar area because it's kind of blocked off from the other parts.
There's a lounge, yeah. I know the lounge, yeah. I like it. It's a good... I just want my food, you know, and it's a public apology maybe...
No, he'll definitely give that to you. I just want, they're going to ask you who your server was.
Maybe I have this information. Maybe I do.
You have your check?
Am I?
Because on the check would have his name.
I'll talk to the manager.
I'm in the office, so
This is a man I'm going to talk to, right?
Yes, it's a man you're going to talk to.
Okay.
And next time, if this ever happens again, just at the time
after,
immediately.
With the threats. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll let him know that you threatened me too just now. It's all right.
All right, but one sec.
No, bye-bye. Yeah, right. Woman is threatening me? What's he want? Zolar's calling in. Starting trouble. I want to mention for all you podcast listeners who are asking me, yes, I know. The podcast has not been updated in one and a half months. I want to first of all apologize to all our podcast listeners and fans about that. Number two, I want to let you know the sad truth. The sad truth is that I indeed do have podcast episodes that have already been completed, are uploaded. All it requires of me is to flick a switch in order to do that. Unfortunately, I haven't flicked that switch yet, everybody. But the last two episodes of Madhouse Radio are up at this time. That's the episode from February 12th and February the 5th. And we also have two episodes from January that weren't updated yet. So that's a total of four episodes that are ready to go. And I did make a promise that I was going to do that on Monday. Monday came, Monday went, I didn't update it. I wish I had an honest answer to you folks as to why I haven't updated the podcast. Other than say that they're ready. Hello? Horse. This is taking a very long time. I'm going to go ahead and terminate the call here in just a few seconds. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect it right now. Hang on, everybody.
Terminate the call, Ryan. Hello?
Smoke weed every day.
Who's speaking?
Jimmy's manager.
Kuch music ki awazein aa rahi hain. Show ki taiyari ho rahi hogi.
Bastard!
Apne ko mat thakao. क्योंकि तुम्हारा होने वाला प्रोग्राम मैंने खरीद लिया है और डेविड ब्राउन के किसी प्रोग्राम में तुम जैसा थर्ड ग्रेड आदमी हिस्सा नहीं ले सकता उस प्रोग्राम में तुम्हारी जगह जिमी हिस्सा लेगा समझे
यू ब्लडी सन ऑफ अ गन मैं तुम पर अपनी इज्जत और ब्रीच ऑफ कॉन्ट्रैक्ट का केस कर दूंगा
जरूर करना लेकिन जब तुम हतक इज्जत का दावा करोगे तो मेरा वकील तुमसे पूछेगा कि कैसी इज्जत अब रही ब्रीच ऑफ कॉन्ट्रैक्ट की बात उस कॉन्ट्रैक्ट को मैं ऑनर करूंगा तुम्हारे पैसे तुम्हें मिल जाएंगे
यू कैन डू दिस टू मी यू कैन डू दिस टू मी
सी यू
गॉड डेविड ब्राउन तुम मुझे तबाह करना चाहते हो मैं तुम्हें देख लूंगा मैं तुम्हारे उस आर्टिस्ट को भी देख लूंगा
या एंग्री There's an angry Hindu guy got on the phone with me over there. I'm making a return call to report you for being a harassing person. Hello?
Excuse me?
I'm making a return call. I got a harassing call from an Indian man. He made a...
You have the wrong phone number.
No, I'd star 69. It said direct here, and I had the reverse directory look up with a woman at 411. She said it was Geezer's restaurant. She did a reverse checkup. I have a date here. It was tonight at 11:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I don't mean to tell you you're wrong, but you are. These phones don't... hell out. So this couldn't have been Geezer's restaurant.
Well, I think someone there is up to no good. I think someone out there is up to something very disgusting and sick. I want you to know that the telephone is not a joke and it's not a phone. Many people, you know, have sacrificed themselves for the telephone network of the United States of America. Fucking asshole. Son of a bitch. Don. Don will know what to do.
Yes? Who's it?
Don. Phone call is being tracked by AT&T Security.
Help. Oh, it's now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Help.
To eat your face. Not yours. I really want pizza, and I'm so bummed out I can't have pizza, man.
You my pizza face.
Artie, would you go out to Whataburger and get me a hamburger and bring it back?
It's Whataburger.
It's on University over there.
Oh, really?
It's a Texas hamburger chain that decided to open up in Florida. They're very, very good. You never heard of Whataburger?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Oh, man, they're right there, right down the road.
You mean I was right next to a really good burger place when I was at college?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck?
Artie, you're stupid, Artie. You're so stupid.
Ryan, turn me to call, please.
I remember once I told Artie, hey, Artie, man, you want to go out? We'll go to Olive Garden. He's like, Olive Garden? That's far away. I'm like, there's an Olive Garden, like, right up the road on Alafaya. Really? I didn't know that. He had so much stuff near where he used to live, bro. How could you? I don't understand. I was your age, man, and I ran at least the UCF area. I knew where everything was in there, you know.
Because you went out.
I didn't go out that much. I went out. Not as much, though, but I did go out a little bit. So you live in Volusia County now, DeBary, is it?
Yeah.
You know how to get back home, right? You're going to take 50 to I-4? I-4, no. You ain't going to drive. You got to go to work tomorrow. I told you already.
I'm just
going to
take the
fucking
phone.
That's the best thing to do, honestly.
What are you
now, man? Artie's got his pants off. That's why I had to turn the camera off. Dino said to take that off immediately.
Oh, he's over at Sonic. He's working at Sonic's.
Dude, you know where we need to go? Crystals, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, right now.
Speaking of that,
oh, wow.
See that one dude, Matthew Licious?
Yeah, I heard of the guy, kid.
He wants to do a White Castle eating contest with me, and he's in Sanford.
That Matthew Licious guy's in Sanford?
Yeah.
Is he really that gay? Oh, that dude? Oh, wait a minute.
He makes me look anorexic.
Really?
Yeah.
And he wants to do that? Bro, I'll sponge. I'll join in on that, too. You got to get me in.
He says White Castle.
Oh, man, I love WCs. Get him by the suitcase, dude.
Well, you can't get White Castle in Florida. What's he talking about? That's gay. No. You take us to Crystals. Go to fucking Crystals, man. And you know what? I'm gonna go pound for pound, man. I can eat the hell out of some Crystals. I don't know, man. Me and you should do it. We should get like about 50 Crystals and see. How many Crystals do you think you could do in one sitting?
Maybe a stack.
12. That's pussy shit, man. No, that's a steamer.
No, you get it by the suitcase.
The steamer is the box. That's 24. The sack is 12. Yeah, man.
Oh, hell, dude, that's a snack. What are you talking about, man? I would whip your ass for that.
See? Dude, hey, Milkman, when we, they got White Castle up in Pennsylvania. When we go for the wedding, we're going to go to White Castle.
Let's get crazy,
yeah,
dude.
Let's get crazy. No.
You know what I like, dude? They've got these ones now. They're called jalapeno cheese, man. Get a suitcase of fucking jalapeno cheese, baby. Cheese! Yeah!
Coming up next, we got the second base bistro coming up next. This moment.
Dahlia
Pizza?
Dahlia, how are you, sweetie?
Okay.
Oh, good. I want to make a complaint about the pizza. Mug my tooth. angry. My jaws got angry, and I clenched my jaws. Hello?
Yeah, what is your phone number?
Are you level 2 or level 3 English?
Excuse me?
My phone number is 407-459-4534. Hello?
Hi, hold on, please.
Hello, Negra. Who is this? What's your name? Name.
My name is Maria.
Oh, Maria. Cool. Are you going to take my order? Should I start? Are you waiting on me?
Okay.
This one time I want to listen. Listen to my story first. You waste my time. Listen to my story first. This one time I went to Whataburger. And I was in the drive-thru, and I was out of it. It was a bad time, dark time in my life. Are you there? Negra. Hello.
Hey.
Okay. So I got to the drive-thru, and I wasn't even paying attention. I was just reading the menu and listening to the radio. And the lady, you know, had asked me to go ahead with my order. And I didn't know, and I sat there for like a good 10 minutes waiting for her to come. And then for this whole 10 minutes, I was paranoid. I was like, did she really say it? I mean, I think she said something. Did she say hang on? Or this and that? You know,
okay,
or
so
am I...
Where you call?
I wanted to make an appointment. I wanted to make an appointment for food. I wanted to make an order.
Okay, you said your phone number is 407... 459-4534?
Is that what I said?
Okay, what is your last name?
Valente.
And your first name?
Chucho.
Come on.
This is Chucho Valente.
Okay.
All
right. But what city do you call?
I'm calling from Horse.
What?
Calling from Horse. Horse.
I don't know what is it.
You know what a horse is?
No.
You don't, caballo?
I don't know what it is.
Horse.
I know what is caballo, I don't know.
That's where I'm at, I'm in the horse. I'm in horse.
Okay, you wanna just play, you wanna order?
I'll make an order. I'll play, though. I will play with you. I would like to play with you, Maria. Maria, you know Maria, that's a name from the Bible.
I know.
Is that who you're named after?
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene, you know she was a prostitute?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesus had sex with Mary Magdalene. Jesus paid Mary Magdalene as like a prostitute.
See. You know that?
Jesus had sex with Mary Magdalene when
okay,
she was
bye-bye.
A... She did. Already.
Fucking kick your ass.
Yeah, right. Fail class is what she did. Stop that.
I know
Arnie, you want to put stuff
to
in my
place
mouth.
To place the call, press 1. Voice. The following is a sample of a man's voice. To use your normal voice, press 1. To change your voice to sound like a woman, press 2. To change your voice to sound like a man, press 3.
Oh, man, we should put... Very large on a woman's voice.
That
is hilarious.
Voice change will sound like. Record a short sentence after the tone, followed by the pound sign. The following is a sample of a woman's voice. The following is a sample of a man's voice. Use your normal voice.
That was funny.
Change your voice to sound like a woman. To hear a sample of what your voice change will sound like, record a short sentence after the tone, followed by the pound sign.
Hey, how you doing?
The following is a sample of a woman's voice.
Hey, how you doing?
The
following is a sample of a man's voice.
Hey, how you doing?
To use your normal voice.
That sounds like a tranny.
Change your voice to
let's call
a
that,
woman.
Let's call the Desert Inn Hotel. And
you change
the funny
your voice to sound like
call
a man.
Call back that gay pizza shop.
To hear a sample of your voice to record this call.
Dr. Nargaz? Then Eddie Garcia.
Get out the megaphone.
Yeah, let's add the megaphone to it. Hello, is this the Desert Inn?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please, for a reservation. This is for my hotel, please.
Bitch. All right, let's see what it says. It must have sounded really deep and unintelligible. Oh, God. Hang on, I gotta replay it.
Recording starting from...
Give me a second.
You have 96.
Recording saved.
February 20th at 12:34 a.m.
Yeah, add the megaphone to it. Hello, is this the Desert Inn?
You can barely hear it, though.
But, if I remember what the PIN number is, I can actually pull it up on the PC, like, really quick. Oh, no! Where's my G phone? Where's it?
Get on your G phone, man.
I think the battery's dead. I don't know what's going on out there.
Oh, hell! Artie, why did you vibrate so long?
I got it here, man. Don't worry about it. What is going on? It sounds like aliens outside attacking, doesn't it? Oh, shit, that scared me.
Zolar pissed off the guard, dude.
All right, let me pull up on the spoof card here. Riley Martin.
Ask him a clip.
Have a drink with us, babe.
No, thank you.
Drive par chalogi.
Meri shamat aayi hai kya?
I love ZTV.
हम शहजादों का दिल आ गया है तुम पर.
मुझे रानी समझ रखा है क्या?
It's not updated yet on the phone. There's a delay. Yeah. Let's see what I do here. Yeah, it still takes a while for them to update it, I think. That sucks. I really would like to hear it right now. Well, we got a call back. Remember that phone?
Jeffrey Brains.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Jeffrey Brains? How you doing?
Hey, man. Hey. I'm really enjoying your show, man.
Yeah? Good. What are you drinking?
Just drinking some cheap wine.
Fucking
hey,
piece of shit.
Is Artie still there?
Yeah, you need to talk to him?
Hey, Artie, don't leave Carlito's house, man.
Why not?
Well, you try to send them out for a hamburger, but I'm afraid that you won't let them back in, and I don't want them to leave your house, man.
Oh, God. Nothing's going to happen to him. Well, you want him to spend the night here, man. I have to get him up at 7
o'clock. No, man, not spend the night. I want him to stay there, man.
Forever?
Permanently stay there.
No. I'm not about to be picking up a babysitting case for Mr.
No, hey, Barry, fall down and pretend you hurt your leg, man.
Hang on.
Hey!
What?
Crazy fucker wants to talk to you.
Oh, crazy fucker.
Jesus.
What up, you crazy
hey,
motherfucker?
Artie, I want you to fall down and pretend you hurt your leg. and then tell fucking Carlito that you're
going to
stay at least 6 months or else you're going to sue his ass. Because he's as a homeowner, he's like... responsible party for any injuries you sustain.
You always have a scam or some kind of thing, man. Crazy fucker, what is wrong? Well, you can get a life.
Hey, man,
are you
going to get married with a Puerto Rican wedding? Like
no.
Where you dance under a limbo stick and drink out of a coconut and shit?
You Republicans are with your racist comments about the limbo stick. No, I'm getting it's in a Greek ceremony, sir.
Okay, are you going to have why don't you have a Jewish wedding and get married in the bathtub?
And the fucking Jews
are so cheap they get married in the bathtub and then call it double ring ceremony.
Oh, that's horrible. How could you say something like that, sir?
Hey,
why are you so
impatient? Why don't you say shit like that, man?
Answer,
just look at, hey, man, you asked me
answer
question
now. Now. Hang on. You answer a question
Republican.
Now. Our evil audio makes a good point. He says you're anti-Semitic to the hilt, but then you love Dr. Weigo.
Well, you know, I'm talking about, like, what's going on over there in Israel with the fucking Jews are doing to the poor fucking Palestinians over in the Gaza Strip, man. They're perpetrating genocide upon them, but the Jew-controlled news media in this country don't say a goddamn thing about it.
Boo-hoo.
And you know, you was talking earlier about that chimpanzee that ripped the face off that lady.
What do you think about that, man? Isn't that bullshit? That's a woman's fault.
Well, yeah, but here's what's going to happen about 6 months from now. That chimpanzee in the White House is going to rip the face off the American people just like that fucking chimpanzee ripped the face off that woman. All you fucking Obama-tards that voted for that fucking... That fucking African
fucking piece of shit Republican.
American.
You Republicans. Here we go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Republicans,
Jews. What else is it?
Yeah.
Peace, love, and joy.
He's a Republican.
He's anti-everything.
In the White House is going to rip the face off the American people.
Crazy now fucker is our... Crazy fucker, you're one of our most conservative listeners, I must say, and... I beg to differ. I don't think in 6 months that Obama's going to rip the face off the American
fucking Rush Limbaugh.
Everything he does is fucking lie. Every time he fucking moves his lips, it's a fucking lie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Just call the president a monkey.
Check this out. You know, it's like, and who's he got there? Rahm Emanuel, a Jewish citizen there?
Right.
Calling the shots for him.
All right, so what? Michael Chertoff is a citizen of Israel.
I heard that crazy fucker was actually a Jewish, though.
Probably is. He probably got some Jew in him.
Well,
some little Jew boys in him right now.
Hey, I'm just talking how fucking insane it is.
Crazy fucker,
like,
what are your feelings?
Put labels on anybody, man. I look at everybody as an individual.
That's
man,
good.
I like
and
Dr.
So
Lego
you
as
should.
An individual.
The content
but
of
Dr. Lego. Dr. Lego don't come out and say that he's a...
You don't know.
He does his thing, and it's like he don't. I'm talking about these fucking motherfuckers that these Jew sons of bitches that talk all this shit about they're the chosen people of God and all that shit. When it doesn't, there's nothing in the Bible that says that. In fact, in the Bible it says they're children of Satan.
Che Guevara, crazy fucker movie. Benicio del Toro comes out tomorrow night. Are you excited about the movie? Or are you thinking about watching it or renting it at a later point?
No, man. I don't get excited about fucking movies, man.
Okay.
But you know what? You ought to be on CNN.
Movie, so.
You ought to be on CNN or Fox station. You know why?
Why is that?
Because they do prank news propaganda, and you do prank calls. I mean, their news is about as real as the calls you make, right?
Right.
It's just... Except when they make their fucking prank news propaganda pieces, it like is to brainwash and control the masses of dumb sheep in this country. The
are
sheeple.
They pranking us all?
They're pranking
yes,
us all.
Yes, they are.
Crazy
They're
fucker.
Pranking you all, man.
Crazy
They're
fucker, have you ever been in love?
Have I ever been? I'm in love constantly. I'm in love with them three beautiful women right now on cams 1, 2, and 3.
No, but in real life, have
crazy
you ever
fucker,
been?
You know that one of those women is a man.
Have you ever been engaged or married?
You know that one of those women is a man, crazy fucker.
Really, a he she?
Yeah,
a chick with a dick.
Yeah, can you guess which one?
John Rooker.
It's
a man and woman's name. Of course, it's John Rooker.
I would say if out of the three, it'd probably be that one Compton there in the middle. Probably a chick with a dick.
I can't see it over here. Oh, there's a woman picking her nose right now. It must be her. It must be him. Nose-picking woman. Who's nose-picking woman? What's her name?
Oh, that's that.
Shaniqua.
That's that beautiful black young lady there.
Yeah, I see you, black girl, picking your nose. You're on camera. We got you recorded.
And that
get out.
That
banner out, Gino.
Jungle bunny with tits.
I don't like people picking the nose during my show.
What's up,
when I that John Rica, she was on Cam 4, so you answered the phone, and she saw it was me, and then she's like, she can't face me, so she had to click off her cam.
Oh, my God, really? So, God, you've done that to her? Did you insult
her?
Yeah,
that's right. But them are three beautiful women, man, on cams 1, 2, and 3. Carlito, you got some kind of... You've got some kind of action happening there, buddy.
I'm Puerto Rican.
There she
what can
is.
You say?
She's back there.
Hey,
Puerto Rican.
What's up, negative?
Kevlar Brazier. She looks like she's
Puerto Rican.
Kevlar bra on.
gonna kill Barbara. You're crazy. Crazy fucker, I'm glad to see you back in the chat room now that I guess things moved over to a different place.
No, I'm not in the chat room, dude.
Oh, you're just a guest?
Fuck them fucking Jews on Syndicate Radio TV. Fuck them all and fuck all them Jews on there, man.
God damn.
All them, half them people, I read their shit.
But you look at them as individuals.
They're Jewish and they're so proud of it, you know.
But they're beautiful as individuals, Tuxan.
Well, why don't you be proud of being a human being, man? Why do you gotta? Why does everybody
Stop
have
popping.
To put a handle on everybody and say this guy is this and this guy is that and this person's this and that person's that? We're all just fucking human beings. That's how they control and manipulate us, is by calling this guy a Muslim and this guy
I
a
Jew. Fucking Joe is just
all
human
these people
being.
Are
we all look at that individual.
They're listening to a bunch of old fuckers
and a boogie boogie crazy fucker. Huh? I'm up against a heartbreak and I got to.
All right, brother. Hey.
All right,
hey.
Man.
Good luck, man.
Hey,
good
you too,
luck,
man. I will talk to you next week, brother, man. Don't be a stranger. We love you, sir.
All right. And hey, Artie, do not move out. Do not move out of Carlito's house. I want you to stay there, man. Stay
okay,
there.
I'll camp out in his front yard if he doesn't want me to stay.
Yeah, right. Do that, man. Set up a tent on his fucking porch and go around and knock on his neighbor's doors and ask to borrow, like, fucking sugar and cupcakes and... steaks and shit.
Can I borrow
Carlito
cupcakes?
Carlito wants to know if you could loan me a steak for tonight. You
yeah.
know, make an arrangement. He'll make a room for you there,
you
man.
You have any beef?
All right.
Bye.
Here's my bed right here.
Chris,
let's
you right,
stay there, Artie. Stay there.
All right, bye. Bye. I'm hanging
bye,
up.
Bye. Bye now.
Jesus Christ.
Why
didn't you buy any? I told you to buy chips. You didn't buy any chips. I'm starving here. I had a stupid piece of salmon. Not enough. Still hungry, man. It's fucking angry. Whatever. Yeah, it was good, but it wasn't enough food. I need something. You know, some balls in it.
Actually,
Jenna,
when you, like, turned around, I was
going to
take
wow. I want some peanut butter. I was like, don't buy the peanut butter. You get, you know, AIDS or something.
I have peanut butter on my balls right now.
I bet you do, don't you? You rub it all in the balls. Crunchy peanut butter, don't you?
Yeah, you want to see?
No. God damn it. We're going to end the show here pretty soon, folks. I'm getting tired. Madhouse Radio for a Friday morning. It's 12:46 a.m. on Friday morning. February the 20th. Are there 28 or 27 days this year in February?
29. It's 29 or
28. Your mic is on. I think it's, I don't know.
And there are 28.
There's 28, dude.
28?
It's not 27, I mean.
It's 28 or 29.
Yeah.
But it's only 29? Yeah, no. Yeah, in the Olympic years is when it's 29 days.
28 this year, man.
Well, we just had the Olympics, but that was last year, right? 2008.
Yeah.
Man, those Olympics, man, they sucked. They suck this year. No, I take it back. They just suck because they couldn't watch it online because it's Super Microsoft and their Silverlight bullshit.
No,
okay.
It sucked because it was in China.
You know, Milkman, I'm going to pray for you, Milkman, because you're Asian. He's half Asian. He's Japanese.
I am not. I'm fucking black, motherfucker. What the fuck's your problem, man?
Thank God you're not a Jew. Good point there.
We still love them as individuals.
Good God.
I'm an Amish farmer.
You're not Jewish. You're Jewish? Who's Jewish? This is
I'm
a picture.
Amish.
No, Tux isn't Jewish.
I'm Jewish.
Here's a picture of Milkman. You don't tell me he's not Japanese. Look at him. Look at the picture of Milkman. That's Milkman. Look.
Is that you, Milkman?
Yeah, Milkman, he's definitely Asian. Whoa, that's Carlito. That's Milkman again.
Yeah, man, that's my curly hair.
Yeah, he's got long girl hair.
Yeah, he looks...
He looks like a girl. Ah, Milkman. Girl, Milkman. Milk girl. Prank call. You know, I don't have an international card.
Now, John Rica is the milk girl tonight. What are you talking about?
Milkers. Gotta love them. Sal's Mexican Inn. Let's see if they're still open.
Well, there we go, Erica.
Play a tune there on your guitar machine, Milkman. Play us a happy song.
I'm just putting some new strings on, dude.
Oh, fuck. You suck.
Entered is invalid. You have
70.
Press 1 to listen to your recorded.
Let me play something here, Milkman. If you can't entertain the people, then what good is it that we bought you a guitar?
Yeah.
Bastard Grinch. Wait, we need to call the place that we call the bastard. Remember that one?
No.
No, you do.
Sounds like an inn. How can I help you?
Hey, Cosmic. How you doing, buddy? This is the Cosmos. The inn, right?
No,
Mexican inn. The Sal's Mexican inn. Get out of here. Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal.
Sal, say, I want to make an order. I want rice and beans.
We're actually already closed.
When do you open up again?
We open at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have any spare meats, tortillas, anything that you're throwing away that's spoiled? Not yet spoiled?
No, everything's already put away.
Do you have any rice? Please?
No.
I'm just hungry. To be honest with you, I have money and I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. Hello? Fucking cock. It's a stupid premise.
Let me have our manager check real quick. Can I put you on hold?
I suppose.
Alright. Be right back.
Yeah, it'll be back like in 10 minutes. I don't know how these people work.
I think so I should drive home.
Alrighty, get on Google and find me the phone number for the crystals on East Colonial, please.
What?
I want to give them a call.
Okay, why do you want to call them? Why
will you go out there and get me a sack of crystals and bring it back?
I'm sorry, he's already put everything in the refrigerator and turned everything off.
Yeah, I'm talking to my friend about a sack of crystals, woman. Is this the manager? Hello?
You know what? You guys have a really good night. I don't have anything for
go
you.
Go to hell.
Thank you.
Go to hell.
I got a sack for you.
Thanks, Evil Artie, for ruining it.
I didn't ruin it, you did.
We can go to hell. You see how people are in this country?
I
asked for food, and she said I can go to hell. What did I say to her? That was so wrong. Nothing.
Yeah, I know. And you talked about it. All she heard was sack, probably, and she probably had a dirty mind.
She started making assumptions that we're nasty people because we're Puerto Rican. We're fat. I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm not Mexican either. I'm Italian. You didn't know.
I thought you were Jewish.
Oh, yeah, look at me. So I'm trying to think here. Apparently, Athena has this bright idea that we're supposed to be celibate for 2 months before the wedding.
Oh, God.
I'm like, why? What's the point? Oh, no, well, you know, the church says you should try it, and, you know, this one couple that I know did it, and they said it was good, and that's like...
No way.
Are you crazy?
No way, dude.
2 months? I can't... No.
All right, how about at least oral sex? Come on, man. You got to at least have some pie.
Get some sneaky pinky. Like, well, Evil Artie, man. So what's up? Now tell me about your sneaky pinky experience. You're going to be getting that sneaky pinky anytime soon? When was the last time you got some sneaky pinky? Evil Artie, come on. You know you want.
Yeah, that looks good.
You got to try the barbecue sauce before you eat the barbecue. You try the sauce. Taste the sauce before you eat the barbecue. All right.
And all that meal.
Dahlia's Pizza Market, we called them earlier. I don't know if I should call them again.
Yeah,
well, we had the Asakuna restaurant, where an Asian woman answered and made a question.
Is there still a new Knight Rider? Is that still on TV? You gonna give me those crystals? I'll let you buy a sack for yourself. Give me some crystals.
Hi, you've reached the offices of Jack Valente, Ralph Littlejohn.
I called myself.
They're currently closed. Please leave a message for the on-call staff.
What did I call myself?
I called that once, actually.
Yeah. Oops.
You may also call us on the next business.
I was going to leave a message for myself, you stupid shit.
I'm
hang
sorry.
On the phone. No, you didn't do it. They always do that where you hit the other buttons.
It was good having you here again, Evil Artie, you know? We got to meet Zolar. Nope. Nope. No, you can come back. Not next week. Maybe the weekend. I don't know. I think maybe you'd be good for maybe... I think I could take once a month of Evil Artie. Once a month appearance.
That's better than nothing.
Better than nothing, right?
And plus, I can't really come here very often.
Is your mic on?
Cool.
It's really not on at all. Say something.
Hello,
you don't have any mic. Your mic isn't turned on.
You got phantom power turned off, you stupid fuck.
Why do you have that phantom power on just for your voice? Natural. God, this is what buzzes so bad. Why do you have that phantom power anyway?
That's psychic.
That is loud,
whoa,
dude.
Jeez, it sounds like shit.
You only need that if you got a condenser mic.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay, that's what's going on. Alrighty.
Well, your phantom power, it sources like shit, dude.
Oh, Evil R, do you know where I went for Valentine's Day? We went to a crab place. We went to a seafood
place. You
got
crabs on Valentine's Day?
I did. I got all-you-can-eat crab. Oh, my God. I ate so much fucking crab. I came out.
That's fucking disgusting, dude.
Oh, man. Crabs taste good. You put some butter in it.
Butter.
Butter and crabs, man. That tastes pretty good. Go give me some crabs.
I thought butter was only for the other hole.
Seriously, man. Go to Crystal, man. I'll give you money, and you can buy yourself anything you want at Crystal. You buy yourself an ice cream cone.
No, I don't want a Crystal. I can't drive right now.
People She's scratching
saying,
her
hey,
arm.
Butter.
This is a white girl scratching her
arm. Oh, shit. There we go. There we go, Erica.
Yeah, she's got to take a shower. Take a shower, nasty woman.
Scratch your boobies and, like, expose them a little bit.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to, please enter your destination number, starting with the area code.
Big D, it's Jeff.
Hey, buddy, can you make the people turn off the guitar in the back, please?
Is there stuff in the back?
There's people talking loud. I like to make a conversation with you, but I can't when it's so loud.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Can you ask them to be polite, gentlemen?
Okay.
Can you do it for me now while I wait?
I don't understand what you're speaking about.
I want you to tell the people there to lower their voice so I can talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And I want to, you know, explain my situation and my position, and I want to come to amicable terms.
Okay. We're speaking about other things. So there's no one talking here. What?
Wait. Who's the guy in the back that just said, meh, meh? What was that? Who's laughing?
I'm done talking to you. Goodbye.
No. Call back. Would you go get me a Subway sub?
He's a liar.
I need food, man. You gotta get me something to eat.
Hey, tough guy.
How about Wendy's?
I'm talking to you.
I
don't
want
to
go out right
now.
I'm just not in the position to fucking drive. Fuck, man.
Anyway. Go to Taco Bell and get some nacho cheese chips.
We gotta get something to eat, man. Seriously, let's go out to,
Well, let's end the show and both go out, dude.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Nothing's open.
Then where do I go?
I don't know. We got to
do
something.
Go do a delivery. Come on.
Where
brother.
Do we go for food? Will you go to the Walmart? Come on.
Both just ride around the town drunk and high.
I'm not high. I'm drinking. I don't do that.
How
I'm
about
drinking.
Let's go to 7-Eleven and get some of those burritos, man.
That's exactly what Carly wants to do.
Yeah.
Oh, the phone? Oh, yeah, the G-Phone. It's great. It swings and it rolls and it does a bunch of stuff. We're going home. Good night, everybody. We're going home.
I'm
going
to be boy. It was a clock. I
don't know. Oh, man, I'm going to show you off. Take us out of here and then we'll show you. Jesus Christ. Thank you, everybody. I want to thank Tuck for being around, Milkman for playing the guitar.
Celebration, that's right.
I want to thank Zola for our nation. And, what are you doing?
Zola was in here tonight. That's right. Zola, live tonight in the studios, in the offices right there in Madhouse Central. Also, Crazy Artie. That's right. Thought Wild Man Artie in there? Yeah, man. What a show. Hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. But that's right. We had Mr. Tuck. We had Baz. We had the whole crew. MST3 Clay Nunu. Sir Lonesome Loser. The man of the numbers. The brain of the pack. Thank God for the loser. Everybody, hold your hands high for the Lonesome Loser. That's right. All our other friends here, Sir Nunu, our famous favorite wanker from England. All our friends over there, Dino, Sidekick Chuck, Jonna. Oh, my goodness. Hey, there's the Grinch, our buddies over there. We've got a hell of a bunch of friends over there. I'm hoping that you enjoy as much as we did because I'm sure glad having you. But you know what? We do this every week for you. That's right. The most interactive show that you can tune into right here. Bring your friends. Better yet, invite your enemies because they're all fun right here in the Madhouse, man. But what we do without our fearless leader, the General Decimo of the Madhouse. Hermano Carlito, thank you so much, man. I had a great time. And you can't say too much more.
No,
thank
you can't.
You for all that double D milk there.
Yeah, whatever. Milkman, thank you. Artie, you just make way too much noise. You won't stop coughing, won't stop sneezing.
I shouldn't have smoked that.
Yeah, you should not have. I tried to tell you, don't do that stuff. You're too young. It's bad for you. You know, stunts your growth and makes your sperm, doesn't make your sperm good. It gives you
it's
bad
sperm.
It's
bad for your lungs.
No, look at Tuck.
You'll have hairy palms.
Tuck has a mongoloid son now.
Do I really want to make a baby?
Tuck has a mongoloid son. I want to thank Baz. You showed up here also. I didn't say anything. Thanks a lot for nothing, Baz. Jerk. I'm kidding. You're my friend, Baz. I love you. Artie, seriously, we got to come up with a plan. I mean, we got to find out.
All right. Helps prevent Alzheimer's.
And what I want to find out, let's find out. Fuck it, stop.
Sorry.
Stop. Jesus Christ. Wendy's in Orlando. I'll put my zip code in here. I'm going to Wendy's. You're going home.
I'm going with you.
No, you're not. Here we go. This is the ones. I think. I think. This is result A. When are you going to go home then?
I'm not. I'm doing like crazy fucker said and staying here.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see how far that gets you. It's not going to get you anywhere in this house. They're going to call the police on you. Plant a bunch of weed on you. Oh, yeah, this is all whose.
It's in your house.
Yeah. You brought it in with you. You were crazy. You came home with a six-pack of beer, too. All right, now I'm just looking at pictures of Wendy's burgers. This is not nice. Where do you find locations at?
Hamburgers.
I'll put my zip code. Here we go. I'm fine. Let's give him a call.
Gotta be open at this time. Hello? Hello? They're fucking there. Hello? Please answer. Hello, Mr. Wendy's. Mr. Blackman. What are they doing? Do you think they're being, like, held up? They get to stick up?
Want to go save them?
Yeah, because you hear the tape. There's someone getting the duct tape. They're putting it around their woman's mouth.
Jew!
No, you can't drop on it. It's one time.
They're making special sauce right now.
Quiet. Be quiet. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's $20. Every $20 you get in your hand is supposed to go straight to that safe.
Uh-oh. Someone's keeping the money. You heard that? They're not putting the money in the safe, Artie.
Are you robbing?
I don't know.
We'll take all the money in the register and two McWendy's burgers.
I really wish she'd answer, you know. I really want to ask her. You know, if they're open until 2. Might go right now. I think they close at 1, man.
Where's Steak and Shake?
It's far. It's too far.
McDonald's?
It's too far, man. There's a 24-hour McDonald's, but it's too far.
I hate McDonald's a lot. I could go for another one of those McChicken.
You're going home.
No, I'm going with you, dude. I'm
going with you. Let's just leave the mics on. Let's call for my cell phone and go down to Wendy's. You want to do a show on the car?
Yeah.
You think we could pull that? Milkman, you think that's possible? Milkman.
Hell yeah, let's do it, man.
All right, let's try
you
this.
Know it.
All right, here's what we're going to try.
You know the mobile shows are a possibility. You know, I'm thinking about doing. When I make my trip here across the country, I might just put my laptop in the car, dude, and, like, do check-ins with you, man, in different states.
Now the phone is busy over there. I don't know if they're going to be open. I'm not making a trip all the way out there if they're not. Let me ask the one next door. There's another one here in town in the general area. Let me ask them if they know of the one
in the general area.
In the general areas. Let me ask them if they know if they're still open until 2. Because, hell yeah, dude, what we'll do is we'll do a show. We'll get in the car, and we're going to drive to Wendy's and get food.
And they'll be able to hear us fat asses ordering.
Yeah, we'll do it. Man, we'll just take a road trip, man, for sure.
And then the...
Shh.
Hello, is this... Oh, fuck.
Damn it. It said, hey, hello, thanks, and that's all we got. Damn it, man.
You don't got any open all-night Wendy's? We got open all night Wendy's. Man, I know there's an open all night McDonald's there because
I passed the titty bar on the way. Down.
All right, tell you what, Artie. This is daring. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to call in the studio for my cell phone.
Bar right now
we're going to call in the studio. We're going to go drive down to Wendy's, okay?
And hopefully the call doesn't drop.
Hopefully the call doesn't drop, Brian. Okay. Right. Okay. Check this out. All right. Let's just, everybody, don't go anywhere. We're going to make this happen. We're going to take a road trip. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. We'll be right back. It's going to be cool. See if this works out.
The field trip.
Oh, boy.
Should I bring my mic with me?
No. Bring your phone with you and give me your cell phone number in a second.
Why do I need my cell phone?
Because I'm going to conference you.
No.
Asshole, we're doing a fucking show.
We can put it on speaker.
What?
Speaker.
No.
Oh, yeah, just in case one of them fails.
Just shh.
Are you mad at me?
You got a shot.
Hello, Milkman. Milkman, can you hear me?
Milkman.
Anybody?
Milkman,
someone confirm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good.
All right.
We're going to head down to Wendy's, Artie and I. I'm not going to be able to hear Milkman or Tuck while we do this.
But we got kicked off a syndicate.
So I'm not very happy about that.
If you happen to be a syndicate listener listening to this, let's check out.
Yeah, Chuck, instead of letting us do a funny show.
Yeah, this is going to be funny here.
We're going to drive down the road. Wendy's, and they had to go to the bathroom like a little baby. I've got to wait on that.
Jerk.
Hang on, keep listening to this. We're going to be broadcasting live.
In the car.
So we're going to listen to him walk out the door and start the car up.
Move on mobile. Right here in the madhouse.
Mobile.
Look at them titties. Damn. Right there, black by, just watching.
My balls feel funny. Fucking jerk. Are you there, guys?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We're headed now.
Wish us luck.
Oh, sure. Yeah, since you're an
idiot who doesn't know how to use the phone. Who are you on the phone with? What's going on? Sit. So you to what? Why? Whatever. Come on. I wanted to conference you on this phone call, and we could have done the show. Okay, I will. Come on. Everybody, we're going down the stairs. Shut up! Don't talk in the fucking.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you fucking asshole, guys! If you're not listening, Artie's just so fucking low. Everything he does is loud. He's gonna put in his jacket like a little pussy bitch. Come on. Talking this terrible.
You're like a prank master in a way.
You're in fucking Florida.
Wait, shut up. Alright, I'm locking the door here. It's a nice cold 52 degrees, I think, right now.
This is a classic episode.
Alright, here we go down the stairs.
It's
hope nothing happens to disconnect this show. Shut up. No one can hear you. Come here. 350Z? Is that the car you want, 350Z?
Is that what we're taking?
No, we're not taking a 350Z. We're taking the Honda Civic. Come on.
Damn, son. Scratch him, titties, baby.
Hey, we're going to steal a car, everybody. All right. Ernie and Carlito are now inside the Madhouse Mobile. The blue car Madhouse Mobile, Madhouse Machine.
Sounds like a new car.
Well, it is a new car, Artie. As a matter of fact, it's only 3 months old, my friend. Let me get...
No, it's more than that.
Shut up. You're so annoying, kid.
It took me out in September.
Turn that down. All right, let me see. You're going to hit mint for call options and speaker. Based on that, you can
hit
now. I'm going to put it right there. We got to speak up. Everything we say will be loud.
loud, loud. What's this, a calculator? Yes, yeah, scientific calculator. I go, it's a graphic. Yes, that's what it is. I'm in reverse. I'm parting the hairs. We're driving outside to the Wendy's in Orlando. You know the one?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Don't mind them red lights there in your rear view mirror. Just floor it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have Howard. All right, so I don't know if they can hear us from here. Let's bring it up closer. And we're passing the...
Hi, security guy!
Be quiet. Surprise.
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you.
That's the security guy that got upset at Zolar and his cousin Louie today.
That's his cousin?
Yeah, something like that. I'm telling you, don't fuck around with the security guard. You're going to get me in big fucking trouble. They're going to fire me and stuff. No, he didn't hear you. Yeah, but you always got to be loud. You always got to make noise, right?
Yeah.
Of course it is. We're passing the Chevron station on the right-hand side, and we got to yellow light.
You're really making it really easy for people to find the studio.
Yeah, Chevron. I helped make that gas, too, by the way.
There's a Chevron gas station, yes. I'm sure they're going to figure out exactly where in Orlando we are.
Next you're going to say, like, the street name and shit.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not. You are, probably, because you're a moron.
It's,
Because he's like the grown-ups.
Steve Langford checking in. That's right. I listen to Sirius in my car. Still waiting at the red light. Taking forever here. He
was 100 news.
He's brief.
Brief.
I don't listen to the news. It's just ridiculous.
It's depressing.
It's depressing, and not that news. The Howard news. It's ridiculous and stupid and useless. What? How much money are they spending on that? You know, they could pay Bubba the Love Sponge more money. Get rid of that news department.
More money, or like paying back to the Sirius subscribers, right?
Nickel and diming us now, Sirius subscribers. There. I hope the quality of the sound is good. I don't know. We're on speakerphone in the car. It is a 45 mph speed limit here. I am driving 39. Well, no, because, okay, that's not a cop. So you got to be careful this time of night. The cops love messing with you.
I never run into a cop.
No, I haven't been drinking tonight, really. I haven't had a drink in about 10 minutes. No, we're not. Anyway, so we're still on the way here to the,
Just don't pay attention to those red lights in the rear mirror.
You don't ever say that, Artie. You don't ever admit that ever. If a cop pulls you over, you don't know what weed is. You don't know what it smells like. And you don't let, they don't have a right to search your car.
And don't blow.
Don't blow. No, you gotta blow.
No, you don't. My dad said don't.
They're just, no, you lose your license if you blow, if you don't. It's just a lesser crime, I think. I mean, if you know you're drunk, I mean, you don't blow, you're gonna lose your license anyway, but I think if you don't blow, I think it's like a lesser felony than the other way, or it's just a misdemeanor or something like that. I think you end up just losing. You really got to stop coughing, dude. You are fucking killing me. Fucking killing me. All right. We're past the Walmart now. The Walmart, this is where I wanted to sit already, but he was too lazy and socially awkward to go down there.
Oh, it's a neighborhood Walmart, not a supercenter.
No, we don't have a neighborhood. We have a neighborhood Walmart here, right, exactly, not the super Walmart.
I like the Super Walmart.
And we do have a 24-hour Walgreens here on our right-hand side, everybody.
Isn't that where we found Zolar?
Well, I pulled him up this way. No, he got
Pet
lost.
Supermarket?
Pet Supermarket? No. No, that's where he gets his jewelry from, though.
Oh, yeah.
We got a Puerto Rican in the back playing bass.
Hola, de vato!
Shut up, you're going to get us shot. See if you guys can hear it. That is authentic Puerto Rican car bass. In Orlando, live in Orlando. He's got very, like, bright lights.
Yeah, this one guy, I was on my way here, and when someone else is coming into your lane, they're supposed to yield to you, right?
Sure.
Well, he started honking his fucking horn, then he put his fucking high beams on for 10 minutes, trying to fuck with me.
Should have kicked his ass.
Yeah, should have just braked and...
Should have killed him. You should have killed him.
Hold on to your poison, me man.
All right, so we're almost at the Wendy's. God, I hope they're open there. This has been a huge bust. We'll go to the McDonald's. 24-hour McDonald's. I don't know where it is exactly. All right, let's go here. University.
That's right, man. They got a bunch of them.
Oh, God, I'm not going to blow them up there.
I'm too tired for that.
Well, hey, there's three vehicles here. So they know they got a staff here. I want them to know, hey, by the way, you left the phone off the hook. I just tried to call you from my house. Oh, there's a bicycle here, too. So there's the, they got a full staff. They got a manager and three staffs. All right, good. It looks pretty lit up still here. We're looking good. No, we're not going to go inside. We're going to the drive-thru. I haven't been, you know what? I haven't stepped foot in a fast food restaurant in about 4 years. Been in the drive-thru. Oh, no, dude, the lights are dark. Nah, it's just... No, yeah, it's... Yeah, they're closed. Look, they have a blue screen of death on the... Look at that. It's an actual computer. What a bunch of lazy bastards. All right, we're going to the McDonald's. Fuck that. McDonald's, everybody. You guys are going to be subject to more torture. I wonder how many people are listening. Milkman, you should call in.
Yay!
No. Maybe now.
He doesn't have my number.
You don't want to give him your number? You don't like Milkman?
No, but he doesn't have it. I'm not going to spread it out on the air.
No, no one's listening right now.
Yeah, no one's listening.
No, we'll put it on mute for a second. You tell Milkman your number. He'll hear it, and no one else will.
I'll
put
it
on mute.
Hear it.
Because he's on a secret madhouse.
Yeah.
I think the McDonald's is this way, right?
Hold on, let me.
Did you just want to go to 7-Eleven?
Yeah, let's go to
7-Eleven. Let's go to 7-Eleven, dude. All right, we'll get that. We'll find something at 7-Eleven. All right, cool. We'll do that.
Okay,
7-Eleven.
Burrito time.
407.
Don't give him my number. 459-4534.
I don't want 7-Eleven. Let's go to Walmart.
Dude, I'm already in the 7-Eleven lane, motherfucker. No, I don't want to go to Walmart. That's evil. No. They're home wreckers. This is hard to do. I got to keep the conversation going. We can't just be quiet here.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. Always.
Transformation program, and it's on this message.
Let's put this Backspin 39.
Backspin 39. What the fuck? Didn't they get rid of the punk station?
Yeah, they did. They never brought it back. They said they would.
Dude, keep talking. It's funnier.
I know, man.
Not that I have Sirius.
I thought you did.
Not anymore.
You had an internet account, didn't you?
Yeah. But it was still on my old credit card.
Oh, okay.
I had to replace it because I had so many porn sites charging it.
Nice. We're going to 7-Eleven.
Okay. Can you fill up my gas tank?
Sure. Go run and get your car, and I'll fill it up for you.
Oh, I know that guy. He sells drugs around the corner. Ah, man. Alright, man, this one sucks about what he's gonna be. The door's locked.
Then unlock it.
The door's locked.
I gotta unlock the door for him myself. Alright, everybody, you're listening to Carlito and Artie. We're alive at the 7-Eleven in Orlando. You know the one, right, Artie?
Oh, I don't.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to go in and see what the guy that's good to eat. Because Wendy's is closed. After you, Artie. Thank you. There's another white man leaving. Thank you. Open the door for me.
That'd be funny if we had the number. I'd call in right now and start fucking with him.
The man at the 7-Eleven counter has a 7-Eleven
in there trying to get burritos.
Dude, that we got hot dogs. They've been out here for about 4 hours. Interesting.
That's some lizard pork. Imagine.
All right, so we got the hoagie subs. What's this now? The foot-long Italian sub. Artie just grabbed every single sandwich on the aisle and put him in his arms like a big
Don't
baby.
Don't look now.
But they were babies.
But the huge fat one named Artie
right?
just stole two sandwiches.
That's kind of expensive.
Those aren't titties.
Well, that'll do it. Hey, come on, man. You're really going to get some trouble here. Now, anyway, what really is good at 7-Eleven, everybody, is the Cuban Grill sandwich. But then we'd have to get it grilled, of course. I think I'm going to get one of those big-ass hoagies here.
Good.
Foot-long Italian sub. Okay, cool. You don't know? No. Don't make sandwiches, man. It makes you sick. Bag of chips. Don't mind if I do. Okay, so 7-Eleven has the 7 Select bag of chips stuff. They got their own 7 Select brand. You hear about that? Their own generic stuff. They got like their own peanuts and chips and stuff. Ice cream. Dude, you know you got to get up like in 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
I was saying...
Haagen-Dazs.
What's are you talking about? I thought you were going home. I thought you said you couldn't go home. I think you should.
Aren't you going to leave me home with Athena?
No, I'm not going to leave you home with Athena. What's wrong with you? This guy. All right, so far Carlito has a bag of chili cheese flavored corn chips. And a foot-long Italian sub with ham, pepperoni, salami, and provolone cheese. Artie, what do you got?
I have a hoagie, an Italian sub with a fruit on the bottom, strawberry banana pudding, And I'm thinking of getting an egg salad as well.
An egg salad. You know what? Maybe I should do the egg salad sandwich too, right?
As well.
Do they have a chicken salad sandwich there?
I don't know.
Go check. I'll be right there. All right. So he's going to check to see if they have a chicken salad sandwich. I'm going to get some kind of nuts. Maybe get some jerky.
Carlito, that guy's got a turban on. That's the same guy that was in the 7-Eleven the night that I was there.
Eh, not sugar. Can't have it.
We got a witness over here to do that.
Tuna salad. Never have egg salad on. No. No, we're going to get us.
Mikey remembers.
Worst trouble that we can't get into. The worst possible. There's going to be one other thing. I need a three here, everybody. I got a sandwich. I got chili cheese chips. What else can I get? Any suggestions? I wish I could hear. Yes. Maxim magazine? No, thank you. Yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, they got the notches, but this is such a pain. Look at some. Got some donuts. Can't have those. Got some muffins, can't have those. Being a diabetic really sucks. Alright, I'm going with the egg salad sandwich. So this is two sandwiches, 1 foot long, an egg salad sandwich.
That lady out there looks really happy.
Okay, she's probably high. Oh. And she's probably high. And then we also got the chili cheese.
Whoa, she looks sad.
So you're being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Anyway, hang on. Don't go anywhere, anybody.
Come on, Artie. My penny fell out. Should I grab it?
Sure.
Right now, Artie is taking all the money out of Carlito's pockets. That's what's taking so long. His order is so big. Now they've got one of those basket carts there from Pueblo's, and they're pushing that around to the Publix Market.
Diet Dr. Pepper. I take a melatonin when I get home to get to sleep. I'm wired up.
But, oh, yeah, you
got to
be celibate.
Stamina to perform, no thank you.
Don't you need that?
I have no problem with stamina, all right? There's a lady who needs a cab.
Sure, do you need that? Are you sure?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your card?
I have a problem with drinking this. You say you want cash back?
Well, it's just processing.
It's just processing.
Try it again.
Should I push it? I wonder if it'll go twice.
Yeah, have them go twice. Actually, only once.
He done ate all of his funds up, Carlito. That's why he's going for your wallet.
Debit card machine, everybody. Select payment type. Yeah, because Artie's slow. What's your secret number? Oh my god, I'm looking at Artie's. I'm looking at Artie's driver's license picture. Let me see that again. Looks like you're 15 in there. You probably were.
No, I was actually 18 when I got my license.
And don't forget your baby form in
there. The baby form?
No cash back.
No.
All right, sucker.
Debit only. But then again, what if I want a whore?
That's right.
I need this.
Get your thing. Okay. Come on. We got to go. We got to wrap things up here.
I forgot a drink.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. We're going back to your place, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're going to get some Mountain Dew so you can wake up and leave. Do you have mayonnaise packets over there?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. But you could. Alrighty.
I'll be right back for that. Hey, everybody, I'm going to go get mayonnaise. I mean, so bad. Alright, thank you. You too. Alright, we're gonna have a good one, everybody. I ended up getting two packs of mayonnaise, two packs of mustard, yellow mustard, regular yellow mustard, and two packs of Cholula hot sauce. Cholula hot sauce. It's a very nice hot sauce. It's a little smoked. If you like your hot sauces, and if you're a aficionado, shut up. Of course it's locked. We're in a black neighborhood. Get inside. Alright, everybody. Alright, seriously, you're leaving. You're not staying. You can't spend the night. It's just,
well, no,
I think it's enough.
Yeah, bullshit.
Alright, everybody. We're going to be driving to the hospital property. It's a little shortcut that I learned, Artie.
Maybe if we cross, we'll be right there.
That's the reverse. That's the reverse button. Artie just hit it in reverse.
To the hospital, where you will die.
The mental hospital.
A chimpanzee will come out and rip off your face.
What crazy fucking dress.
What do you have in the background here?
Chimpanzee.
Man. Par.
Backspin.
Oh, yeah, it's Backspin's a channel.
What is Backspin? Just music?
It's, dude, what's wrong with you? It's the old school 80s and 90s hip hop stuff, yeah. You know? Yeah. When rap music was rap music, bro. Before it was, you know, bling bling, this and that. Want to go to McDonald's now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm really let down, and I wanted to talk about this on the show. I really hope people can hear us normally. But I told Artie, hey, you gotta try this. You go to McDonald's or Wendy's, you can make this at McDonald's or Wendy's.
Oh, or Wendy's.
Huh?
You can do it at Wendy's too?
Yeah, you go to Wendy's, you get yourself the chicken sandwich, the 99 cent, I forgot what it's called. I think it's just called the chicken sandwich.
The McWendy's chicken.
Whatever it is, yeah. And then you also get the double stack, the double cheeseburger. You put them together, and man, I'm telling you already, right? I told you, right? You didn't believe me, and you tried it.
No, I believe you.
Yeah, oh, it's damn good, right?
Yeah, man.
You did the same thing at McDonald's. You gave yourself, now the thing is, at McDonald's is spicy, right? Because it's a spicy McChicken they got there, so they kick it up a notch. You get yourself a McDouble, which is, you know, the two beef patties with a slice of cheese, and onion, and et cetera, et cetera. And what I like to do is I take the order of McChicken, which is a piece of chicken, a little spicy, with what's it got on there? You got the lettuce and mayonnaise, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So I take the bottom bread bun off the chicken, and then I put that all on top. So you end up with like a large Big Mac, because it's got
but with chicken,
right, and it's bigger. They're probably like, what the fuck, this guy's just crazy. But, yeah, we were calling it the McArty.
McArty.
And then also on top of that, I also thought, you know, because, you know, surf and turf is like, you know, when you have, you know, beef and you have lobster. So I thought it'd be funny if you called it the surf and fly, or the surf and sky. Surf and sky, that's what it was. Because it's chicken, a bird.
Surf and sky.
There's no food.
Surf in the sky.
There's no fish in this. The fish is the surf.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, though. Here's an idea. You go to McDonald's, you buy yourself a McDouble, a McChicken, and a fish fillet, and a fish fillet sandwich, and you make that a surf, turf, and sky.
Yeah.
Dude, that should be like, not the Mc, that's, we already named the McGarty. We got to call it something else. The McCarlito. That's like the three main.
The McMad House.
So, I recommend you go to, you know, all these places that have the dollar menus. Mix and match.
That's a $2 meal.
Yeah, add them together. Now, all right, they got to put them in the window. Don't be stupid. Don't say anything loud to the guard, okay?
And then you have, like, extra bread, too.
Yeah, you have an extra piece of bread.
That's to wipe your face off with afterwards.
Nope.
Are you like allowed an unlimited number of them?
No, I just get one. You get one per person, actually. I threw mine on accident. Ed, we're talking about the key card for me to be able to get into my condo for the gate to go up.
Parking space like I usually do.
What do you mean?
I think you're over the line. Really? You forced this fucker locks on me.
The doors lock automatically. Why'd you lock them again for? Stop. This is why you're leaving right now.
No, I'm not. You don't want me to leave. Whoa, what the fuck?
You're taking too long.
What if what would happen if I jumped out right now?
You probably get hurt, and then you'd leave, and I'd be happy. Alright, we're parked. Party later. Let's make sure we get all the food.
Oh, you can't go to everything that you see.
Jesus Christ, come on.
Should have worn a belt. Should have worn a belt.
You want my belt?
No, I'm home already.
Shh, I'll talk. Yeah, we're going up the stairs, everybody. We're back home. Didn't make it at Wendy's, but we got to 7-Eleven. Get in, Artie. Artie's upset because I said the whole second base thing, and we all came to find out that he apparently did get the second base for the drill. Well, you're not going to score anymore. Hey, Chloe.
No.
Hey, Chloe, you going to say hi to everybody? No. Stupid cat. All right, everybody, well, we're almost back. We're sitting down right now in our chairs. Artie's going to get out of the way.
Excuse me. What the hell was that? I think it was the phone, stupid. Huh? Hey, everybody. Okay, we're back. Was that audible? Did you guys hear that? Carlito, Tuck, how did that sound? Was that bad on
you? Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Yeah, dude. That was fantastic.
Awesome. Well, cool. I don't know how that was going to work. Unfortunately, we didn't make it to the Wendy's, man. Pretty bummed out about that. But, got myself some other goodies. Okay, we're out of here. It's late. I gotta be in bed.
I found the part where Artie was trying to take off your money for his food bill.
Yeah. Actually, I think my bill came out to more than his. How much was yours, Artie? And mine was 10-something. Got you there. All right, everybody, have a good night. Thank you for listening.
That's because you're smart enough to know that if you didn't buy extra, that he'd start trying to go eat out of your cabinets.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why when I hear Artie's coming, we threw everything out of the fridge. We left nothing in there but healthy stuff. Catch you here next week. Thank you.
Now you gotta
come out. Good luck with that. TuckerMike.com, Milkman.net, MadHouseLive.com.
Yes.
Yes. Have a good night, folks. Thanks for listening.
All right, man. We love you, hermano. Excellent trip. Thanks a lot.
Y'all better have your pencils ready.